Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Galactic Roundtable. I have to say that I'm in a funny mood today, and I want to share that all with you. And because of that, I want to start... Oh, I want to welcome Tara and Rama. Thank you.
Greetings.
Hello, everyone.
I want us to start off with this song, please.
Okay.
Oh, I'll introduce the song by saying... It may be my second or third favorite song ever, and most of you probably have never heard of it, and many of you may have heard of it. And unfortunately, it's as true today as it was 30 years ago, but I'm watching that change right in front of my eyes. So here we go. Enjoy it. Thank you, everybody, for putting up with that bad recording, but I just had to hear that song today and share it with you.
I didn't understand one word. What did it say?
Just give me some truth. John Lennon.
Oh.
He's tired of the neurotic, psychotic, egocentric politicians.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for translation.
Okay, We are going to do a meditation first today.
Okay,
Lady Master.
Now, let me see. Where are we?
That might not work. Not with that phone. With that phone, might.
Here we go. I found it. Yay. This is a meditation that we did back in December, and this meditation was for opening the 1212 love portal. And if everybody remembers back on that day, the Norway spiral opened the portal and thousands of ships came through getting ready for decloakings and landings.
Yep.
So this meditation was brought to us by Lord Sananda. And also Mother Sekhmet joins us in this meditation. And when we go into this meditation, we're going into a pyramid that's on the planet Mercury. And this is a real place. And there's a lot of people out there that need healing. And we need to raise the vibration for the whole world. What I'd like everyone to focus on today is visualize world peace. And so please let me take you into this meditation now. Please sit back and relax. Get centered and focused, and let's do this together. Thank you. Begin by taking some clearing breaths. Feel yourself begin to relax. We call together all the beings of light as we embark on this journey. Please close your eyes and feel the third eye between your brows open up. Imagine a multi-petaled lotus blossom opening up and up and up. Go deeper into the center of the flower as each petal blossoms. See light flowing out of the petals. Now feel your crown chakra opening at the top of your head. Feel the crown dilating and the crown opens wide. It is a launch pad to the dimension of formless form. When you see inside the open crown, there is a spacecraft waiting for you, and beyond that is the blinding light of the antimatter universe. We are leaving our Earth bodies behind just for a very short time, and we are safely flying together in this craft past the 13th gateway from matter to antimatter. As we enter this space, we see light and more light. We zoom up, up, up through the dimensions, and we come to a pyramid temple. The sunlight here is very bright and feels warm and pleasant. We now walk inside the pyramid. When we go inside, we see we are standing on a crystal which is made of light. There are rainbow-like colors reflecting off this crystal in the floor and projecting rainbow-colored rays on the walls of the pyramid inside. We are all standing there and smiling, enjoying the beautiful light. And some notice the gentle angel song. Now look up into the apex of the pyramid temple, and you see there is another crystal, which is the capstone of the pyramid. This crystal, which is made of light, has many facets, and there is sunlight pouring through the capstone onto the floor. There is brilliant, bright sunlight flooding this place and connecting with the rainbow light which is in the floor. We all bask in this light together. This pyramid temple is a portal of creation. We come together to amplify world peace. And we send light and love around Earth now. And we begin by welcoming Mother Sekhmet to join us here. She has requested we join here now, so any who desire this may have a healing session with her. All you must do is ask and allow. She will facilitate this healing for you. Feel Mother Sekhmet reach down into your core. She can do this for everyone at once. See her paw reaching deep, deep down inside of you and taking hold of your core fear. As she holds it, she finds the very origin of it and cuts it out and removes it. She lovingly releases your core fear to the void beyond the void, and it returns to source. Your core fear is now gone. It is dissolved, and you are free to become a new you. When we leave this place, you are free and need not carry that with you anymore. Thank you, Mother Sekhmet. We love you. She wrinkles her nose, smiling and blessing us, each one. As we breathe in and relax deeper now, we join our thoughts together. There is love flowing from one heart to the next and on out back to earth. We breathe in love into the threefold flame of our heart. With this, we feel a new reverence for all life in the trifold flame of our solar heart. With deep gratitude, we join with Saint Germain, Sanat Kumara, Ashtar, and their twin flames, and all the Kumaras, as we experience the violet flame going out over all of Earth. We now experience the oneness with all that is, and we become love, and we attract to ourselves and into our lives and the life of every living being love, wisdom, bliss, abundance, enlightenment, eternal peace, harmony, balance, and joy. We carry these attributes, and with them we find our own path on the master plan. With these attributes, we co-create a consensus reality of Terra Nova. Mother Sekhmet is here with us now. From her is flowing the divine love from Mother God. It is flowing freely to each one of us as we reach up and stretch to greater service. We grasp higher the majestic force of love flowing from her and into our lives. We embrace this sacred knowledge, and we ask she teach us how to share this love in service to each other. It is with this love we co-create a new world of peace together. We create here in this sacred place with all our brothers and sisters of light and in all the hearts of humanity peace, awakening, empowerment, unity, and more love. We join together to return to Earth. We are healed, restored, balanced, and ready to move forward in love. When we return from the place we left, we return to see all of Earth is flooded with light and flooded with love. She is new, and we now remember our true identity, and we love being on Terra Nova together. With our solar heart flames blazing, we go forward with divine gratitude for what we have accomplished together. And so it is now. Admiral Sananda Kumara. Thank Thank you, everybody. I just wanted to set the tone for this beautiful day together. And I pass the talking stick.
I'm here.
Hi. Hey, Rama and Tara, I was wondering if you had any news to share.
You got to come in here now, Rama.
Okay.
You're the news one.
Oh, my God. I'll just say that what is unfolding here is our ascension and the freedom of this planet in the midst of the diversity going on, where they want to push it from war, and we are having peace. That is what is unfolding, right? Yes. And it's happening as we are speaking. It is being laid out in lavender. I'll just say that what is going on in Iraq, I mean, I was there last night in Baghdad, and 25 people got beamed up to the ships, not to mention how many others across that whole country got taken up with the different craft. Mm-hmm. I mean, every day, it has not stopped since the first Gulf War, when, Bush Sr., a.k.a. George Mr. Scherf, invaded Kuwait and Afghanistan and Baghdad. And it's been going on, and it's all coming to a conclusion now.
I just watched this collaboration of the news.
Yep.
And, we might want to play this one, but it's...
I talked to the king this morning, and the king of swords said, again, once again, secret meetings all over D.C., dealing with what the Syrian commander said. I'm throwing the gauntlet down. We are having universal health care with a public option. Mm-hmm. This planet is going non-nuclear, and right. We are going to have our friends show up any second. And the story about 9/11 is just right out there any moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just say that whatever technologies they're wanting to play with trying to change timelines and divert timelines or get ahead or skip ahead, 2012, that is the time. It's over, and yeah. We are moving into Satyuga. Satyuga is already here, and how we best serve ourselves and serve these ones who want to twist it any which way but the truth. You started this song, just give me the truth. The truth is, it's about the stargates, and it's about peace.
Right.
And the story that it, I'll just say, tonight, Avatar, it's nominated for 9 Academy Awards. So is The Hurt Locker. And these two people that are supposedly ex-husband and wife, there ain't no accidents going on. There's always another story. And it ain't about sex, and it ain't about money. It's about healing this planet. Nibiru is in orbit, whether folks want to hear that or not, or whether they believe it or not. It's real. And they are effing worried about reality in their terms of their circles, because it's over. And the Admiral would say the same thing. And he would also just sit down, and we would have a huddle, and we would talk about peace. This is how we heal this. And then he would say, there's my friend over there, Andrew. And he needs to talk to you. Now you're going to go take a walk with him, and I'll see you.
I, I want to say something about these made-up stories about the timelines. I mean, these ones might be having this experience, but if they are, they're having it in a controlled environment because they do not have the authority to touch the timelines, and they don't have the ability to change the timelines. And they might think they do, and they might be putting it out there, but they're not even close.
Not even, and they know it, and they are running for their lives and trying to push fear out there.
It's a made-up story. They can't get close to the timeline.
Yeah, it's at the place where what I could best say about the news is that, as Ashtar has said through Susan, you know, they have to answer to love. It is what's occurring, no matter what. And Mother said, let's dance. I want to dance. So who am I to argue with my elders? On a more serious note, I have to ask for help because I am about out of gas. And
out of money at the moment. We do have bills and expenses at the moment.
And in order to get the next circle cycle completed, we need some immediate help. And just putting it out there in grace and beauty and love.
Mm-hmm. And this week, I believe, with Marita Robert back here, I just want to encourage people. What's the name of the website again? LGN, Love, Gratitude, and Nourishment is what the words are that Marita saw, those three letters. LGN,
just let me say something, Tara. The way people will launch to that website, because the name is very long, is they're going to go to a website called grtprosper.com.
All right. Thank you, Lady Master. And you're going to have the whole thing up there, three columns, right?
It's already done. And by the end of tonight, that website just might be live.
Very good. And don't forget, everyone, you can create like a 3-in-1. You know, the $300, three people could get together and put 100 each. And then as they work together to bringing two and then helping those two together to get two more, then they will get 777. It will cycle. And I think it's every Friday is when they tally up cycling, mm-hmm. and then they pay it the next Friday, yet they post it. Is that right, Beth? That
right.
You actually did cycle on the Friday before, so that you can count on that being placed wherever you have designated. And they do have these cards, which are, you know, debit cards that you can have for yourself. I think they're $10, and you can arrange that. That's for people that don't do banks. And I think right now that would be a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can take out of the first 777 $200-$300 worth and put the other two of you, you know, in two separate positions. And the thing is that you're always going to have new friendships because you join at a certain spot, you don't stay there. And you end up with different partners. And that's the thing that's really unique about this, is because people above you and below you are already related to you the way it's set up, so that whoever's moving faster, you know, like, they will be helping everybody around them. And they will not miss a spot. They won't go and leave empty holes. That's the way the program is set up. And that is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So when, you know, we actually receive our blessings, this is a really excellent tool to put some of your help funds into,
mm-hmm.
because it keeps the autonomy together for each individual, where the initial monies are granted into the program, and then they work together with the people around them. And that means that the needs of the many that outweigh the needs of the few, that the few in the neighborhood who have money help everybody by initiating the people who don't.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go ahead and they can find people to help, and then you keep initiating the money. It's like a benefactor's fund. You set yourself up as a benefactor in a foundation, and Mary is continuously willing to assist us in that. I don't know, Beth, do you say that she's going to have another class?
Mary, sure it will be. I don't have the details at the moment.
And our address is 2442 Cerrios Road.
And you spell that C as in Charles. E-R-R-I-L-L-O-S as in Sam, Road, number 385, Santa Fe, New Mexico,
87505.
And the postal money order in the name of Ram, capital R-A-M, and the initial D as in David, Berkowitz, B-E-R-K-O-W-I-T-Z. And that's the way that we can deal with it best, simply because we have remained outside of the banking system for a quite obvious reason. And so it is.
Well, also, I want to say when I have put my money into the 777 program, and Tara and Rama have signed up as well. And when, as people, instead of donating, if they join the 777, not only will we have perpetual payouts that will have us eventually not asking for donations anymore, but also whoever joined will also get payouts. That's why we started this.
Yes.
Yeah, and the idea, there's over 7,000 people in the event, and it's only 6 weeks old now, 7 weeks. Yet a week ago when they just stated this, they said that, no, I'm sorry, 2 months it was. Yeah, so it's 2 months and a week now. The norm is for at least a couple of times a month in the beginning to have your 7-7 turn around, and that a goodly number have been turning it around a couple, 2 to 3 times a week already. Now, that means that this is working very well in terms of 7,000 people taking responsibility together to help two people, help two more people to create a cycle, which is you plus six more. We're using the same law of seven with this ecumenical gifting process built into the program. So that means that even though that person may not be under you, you have done what you said you were going to do. Unlike the behavior, excuse me, that was going on in previous multi-level marketing where people passed the buck and said, oh, so-and-so is in the program. They'll do enough for me and my brother so I can sit down.
Right.
That is not cooperation. And now we're learning how to form a cooperation and wean ourselves completely from corporation activities. And that is why we're doing this in a way in which we're doing this on a worldwide basis. This could be a way for everybody to be able to live within their means, whereby being a Peshat in this world means being simple. You do not have to overuse the resources of this planet to live on a daily basis. And we've got a lot of paring down to do until we really realize, get rid of the party consciousness and realize that the planet requires every human being to be a conservationalist. And I was told my mother that the divine feminine is the epitome of that.
Right.
And this morning, Lord Jamal said something. He said that, or who said that? No, this lady, please forgive me, I don't remember your name, Lady Master, who gave this an absolutely enormous consciousness, transformative to the cell. Love in the cells of understanding, divine understanding. That's what she did, which is the epitome of the feminine conservationalist concept. And it's beyond democratic. It's beyond Republican. It is that we be simple again.
And I want to share something. The money that was used for me to sign up and for Tara and Rama to sign up was gifted to us with the guidance that it was for us to sign up. And also I want to mention that there's two other people we know that have signed up. And both of these people have filed UCCs. Both of them have gone to court and won their cases. And both of them are sovereign. And these two people signed up under us to help move this along. And as we're doing this, we are doing this for the purpose of taking care of ourselves and providing an opportunity for us all to take care of each other. And Tony D has signed up, and so has Debbie Dubois, and they are both sovereigns.
And Tony is committed to working with 30,000 people in his network to give the concept and help them to consider this. This is helping everyone.
Tara, we have a caller. Patrice, hi, how are you?
Hi, thank you. I'm fine. I have a question about this this Money Prosperity Project, and that is after you put your money in and you get two people, and they get two people, et cetera, then you get your 777 and you go back in to recycle again. Does that mean that we have to get two more people and keep getting people?
So we get two people. And then you help those two people to get their two people. In other words, you're going to teach them to do what you did. And you're going to help them do it.
Marita.
And then you pass the talking stick. Marita Roberts is on there. Maybe she can help us more with this.
Yes, Patrice. The good news is...
We can't hear you, Marita. You've got to get much louder. Whoops.
Hello. Can you hear me? Now?
Yeah.
A little better.
The good news is, Patrice, that you do not have to ever get any more people. As Tara explained to you, it's you get your two and then help those people get their two, and then you will cycle. However, if you want to cause it to recycle more quickly and more often, if you...
Marita?
Yes?
Marita?
Yes?
You're not loud enough yet, dear.
No, you're not loud enough at all.
Well, wonder what I... Oh, okay.
There you go.
All right. Is that okay now?
No, that's much better.
Okay. Patrice, what I was saying is that Tara is exactly right. You do not have to get any more people. When you help the two that you get, make sure that you help those two get there too, and then you will cycle. However, if you want to recycle more often and more quickly and help everyone even more, putting more people into the system and helping them get there too again will just enhance it. So you are not required to do any more, However, you have the option, depends upon how much you want to receive and how much you want other people to help other people receive. So that's how it works. The requirement, no, you don't have to do any more, but yes, adding more people will only benefit everyone.
Right, I understand.
Okay.
Okay, then there was another question that just dropped out of my head. Let me find it.
You'll remember.
Okay. It's coming, but I'm feeling the pressure of being on center stage, and I fear that, so I'm going to let this go.
Well,
and I'll just stand by, and then when I think of it, can I just ask it later in a minute?
Sure. I'll just say that I had somebody ask me how is this thing legitimate, because there's been other programs like this in the past that were bad news. And how it was explained to me is that this one's different because they're constantly rotating everybody around. But anyone who signs up with, you know, one of our three websites, then we'll all be tagged together, all of the Galactic Roundtable.
Okay. That was my question. How do I get under one of you?
What we're going to do is we're making this new website called grtprosper.com, and that's an invitation page. Then when you get there, you're free to launch to any of the websites you would like, because they're all keyed together and everyone benefits no matter which one you choose.
Okay, that's it. All right, very good. You'll let us know when that comes about then?
It's already built, and we had to wait for for the name of the website to propagate, and we had to get it pointed to the servers, and we're thinking it should come alive tonight, possibly. So just keep putting it in, grtprosper.com. It's already done. We're just waiting for it to go live for us.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much. God bless.
I also need to thank BBS Radio right now, because they are offering to host this website for free, and that helps us a great deal. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, wow. Thank you.
Thank you, Marita Robert. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. I am just out trying to get caught up on everything. It's being away is wonderful, and being back home is even more wonderful. So
that's great, Marita.
So we do know that for some people who have tried to register, they have changed with LGN to a different credit card processor. And so while they're in the midst of this change, it may not take your credit card, and they have said that it will be up very soon. So don't get discouraged if that's, if you try to register. I know I just had been on the phone earlier with someone today, and we were trying to get it registered as well. So it is not your problem. It's just building a website again. So that's part of what's going on.
Okay, everybody. Welcome back, Marita. We missed you.
Glad to be here.
Home sweet home.
Yes.
Yes, we will. Okay, let me tell you about our home. I'll just tell you something brief right now. And that is that, and I don't mean our physical home we live in. I mean our home country, the United
States. Tara?
Yeah?
I'm terribly sorry to interrupt you. We just happened to get a caller on, and I don't want you to get started and be interrupted. I was wondering if we could let Big Will come on with a question first.
Absolutely. Bring that other liger aboard.
Big Will, hi. Wonderful. How are you?
You got to talk a little louder, Big Will.
Okay, can you hear me now?
That's a little better.
All right, first of all, I want to say hello to everybody. Hello to Mama and Tara and Marita Roberts. And my question is this. As we move toward the spring solstice, and we do understand the spring solstice is coming very shortly, the Northwest and the West Coast, my understanding is this. There are more changes made toward the Northwest than it is the West. What I mean by that is Oregon and Washington State and possibly part of Canada will see a new land for as the Lemuria is concerned. What is your concern about that? I pass the talking stick.
A new land where, Big Will?
Washington State, Oregon, part of California, and part of Canada. I see Lemuria coming to play there.
That's exactly right. That was under the water. It's interesting that you asked a question like that because it was under the water 5,000 years ago, yet for what we did not know that Lord Jamal, I was getting ready to talk about, is about water. And the question that Lord Jamal was asked this morning was, how in the world did we end up under Admiralty Law? And this gentleman, Zebulon Pike, who lived between 1778 and 1813, what he didn't do it himself. They named a peak at that time, which was the highest peak known at that time on what was then, you know, the United States. And that was Pike's Peak. And isn't Pike's Peak, it's right there in Colorado Springs, everyone. It's right behind Colorado Springs. And so that was 14,110 feet high. And it was a watermark. And at one time, everything under that spot was underwater, meaning the entire United States was underwater at one time. Yet what they did somewhere in that period of time that he was around is they went and put a copper plate at the top of Pike's Peak. And the Merchant Marines did it, which is a part of the Coast Guard. And so they placed it on the highest point in the country, and it became the watermark again. And that is how we became under martial law, Admiralty Law, because Admiralty Law is the law of the sea, and accordingly to putting that physical substance, copper, which is a very important substance because it can hold what it represents in its metal until you activate a release of it.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually did it by the laws of nature by placing that copper plate up there, which means they put a capstone on the Constitution and placed that capstone inside the water, under the water. That means that placed the body of the fire in the center, the body of the pyramid, meaning the polity, we're all underwater in Admiralty Law to this day. That's how we ended up in Admiralty Law. Now that is really a trip.
Thank you. And I want to add a comment about Earth changes. You know, 2010 is has been called the year of the earthquake, and we can anticipate more changes to come this year. But there's also emails flying around out there threatening people with fear, playing the fear card and saying that this is going to happen and that is going to happen. And I have to say, the only two that know what exactly will happen is Mother Gaia Viwamus and the Creator. And until the moment it happens, nobody knows what's going to happen. So don't sit around, you know, under an umbrella inside the house waiting for the earthquake to come. Because that, and don't read these messages and think that they're chapter and verse, because nobody knows what earth changes will come.
And Mother likes to shake it up.
Let's dance.
That's right. She will give you every bit of rope to hang yourself thinking this is it, and then you find out it ain't it.
Right.
Yeah, she is the cosmic trickster. That's how lion cubs learn how to be with each other out in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Something I learned this morning about Mother Earth is that, and the moon, and that's another thing we learned last night, too. We only got up to the 12th class last night, yet we learned, and I said this earlier, too, that Pangaea, when everything was all together, it was in the shape of a crescent moon. Where Siberia is at the very top of the crescent moon. And, what's at the bottom? I have to go look at that map again. Yet Siberia being at the top of that crescent moon is a tremendous symbol of Anastasia. Anastasia,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And would you go get that folder, Rama, that's on the floor over there? I think it might be in there. Look for the Pangaea map. I think it's down there.
Where?
In where those that gray folder or behind it. I have another map, I think, here. Let me just pull it really fast. Okay, Pangaea, I got a map here. Okay, yes, the bottom part of Pangaea was called, that's right, Gondwana land.
Right.
And the top part of Pangaea, after it started to break apart, was called Laurasia. Yeah, L-A-U. R-A, there's Laura. Laura has to do with light, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then Asia, A-S-I-A. And then you've got Anastasia, A-S-I-A, at the end of it, up there at the top of the crescent moon of Siberia. And that other map, which Rama didn't find,
had another name.
It had another name with Asia at the end of it. I'll find it someday. All I'm saying is what we're learning here is tremendous from learning that all of this is Moorish land.
Right.
And Anastasia is living in her light body, completely naked. It's an etheric physical body. And she literally lives in the Siberian high forest land. Yeah, until you get to the tundra line, then there's no more forest. And she's not cold.
Mm-mm.
And she's holding, just like that copper, you might say capstone energy, misqualified up there at 14,110 feet. She's holding in her being that of the copper people in Hyperborea,
Right.
And we are the Copperfoot people. We came from both Mars and from Sirius. And also in Hyperborea, 200 civilizations came to Earth to help intervene. Yet they usually navigated the stars by going from the Pleiades to Sirius, and then to Mars, and then to the Earth. And the reason that the people of Mars came to Earth too, and there were people from Mars that were not so friendly too, was mentioned by, I think Sonia was saying that, you know, in South America, when the Incas were around, there were these little tiny Martian people, and they were like pygmies, sort of. Yet they were killing everybody else down there. And the larger giants, which were the brotherhoods from Mars, which were like Soltec and Monka. Who else comes from Mars?
Corton.
These beings came along with the Incan invasion, and they actually set truth and righteousness back on the ground.
Right.
And it didn't matter whether it was them or the others that were here fighting. They ended that by anchoring back the mother energy of Gowanna Land, because, like I said, Gowanna Land is all in the southern part. And they said that the capital, this is ancient Lemuria when we're talking about Pangaea being like this. Let me get that other map again. Sorry, you just got to go back and look at. Okay, Gowanna Land. Where did that come from again? Okay, oh, here it is. Yeah. So the north of the crescent became, it was hot temperate there before the land began to break up. And as the land was breaking up, then the people from Mars and the people from Pleiades and the people from Sirius, we came and we intervened in the civilization's development. And the civilization's development, as it is Hyperborea, was, let me give you a name here. A part of Hyperborea is Asgard.
Oh, Asgard.
You want to say something about that?
That is the folks, King Odin. Odin is he's the equivalent of Zeus, and Asgard is where...
And that is the story of the Vikings and the Norwegians and the Finnish.
Right.
And the Druids, too. And the Celts.
Thor is Odin's son, and Loki is Thor's evil brother, like Lucifer. And he likes to play with humanity and mess with them. He's not a nice camper.
And Thor was a dragon slayer.
Yeah, with his hammer, he...
Loki was Lucifer. That's another one that was there.
Yeah.
Lucifer was there, too.
This is where the story, the legends from the Norse gods, Beowulf, and the... the maiden that is singing in the end of the swan song. That's why you're going to see Mother show up with the horns on her head, and she's going to sing.
God. And the spelling of Hyperborea in its origins was H-Y. No, sorry, it was called Hyboria. H-Y-B-O-R-I-A. And you've got the Aurea, Borea, Aurora Borealis, Hyper Bypass, H-Y. We were a Hyper Bypass. We were a galactic intervention in the development as war was becoming the name of the game.
Mm.
And the climate changed with our thoughts. In other words, as we came here to help, and the thoughts were changing and making the climate change, then Hyperborea became very cold. Yet Anastasia, embodying the teachings of all of Asia and all of the people of color in Asia, Mongols are very dark-skinned.
Mm-hmm.
They're in Hyperborea energetically, but they're extremely dark-skinned. And they built cities, circular cities. And Lady Master Beth, you know, I got a call this morning asking about, you know, what you read from Ashtar, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Saint Germain.
Okay, Saint Germain. And what did he say? He said, post-Nasara, we're going to be building circular cities.
And cities in the sea that are based on the cities at Ceres.
Say that again, Lady Master.
We will also have cities under the sea, which will be based on the cities that they have built at Ceres.
Right.
And where is Ceres?
It has to do with Venus, who is the twin flame of Sanat Kumara, and her other friend Ceres, right?
Yeah. Ceres,
and they have these unbelievable underground buildings and whole cities on the planet Ceres. And we will have the same thing here. Everybody has seen the pictures of these cities that are under our seas right now from olden times, and they will be again now.
Wow.
That's what Saint Germain said yesterday.
Very good.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Hyperborea in Hyboria is a section of Hyboria, and on this map, Hyperborea is located where you might say Greece is part of that part of the world, and Bulgaria and Macedonia, which turns into Turkey, and you know, then down into Persia.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, just below that, where you might imagine that Egypt would be, it's called Brytun. That next word, T-A. Brithunta, which is another way to say Britain. You know, Britain comes out of that. British.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that where it's located on that period of time, it's still located below Hyperborea, which is where I said that was. And then as Hyperborea blends to the east, you come to what they call the steppes. This is so interesting because the map is so different. So what you have is those circular cities are located right in those steppes of the Urals, the southern Urals. I can't read the name of that river. Where's that other flashlight?
Mm-hmm.
Is it in my lap? Here it is. Let's see if that helps. I can tell you these LED lights are not exactly. I think this is going to be easier on the eyes. What does that say, Rama, that river right there?
Where?
Right there, that river, that Oh. It almost looks like Mississippi River. I'm laughing.
It's not way over there.
And that river actually changes its you know, it runs from the south to the north, the Nile River, which they now have the ISSIPPI at the end of this river. It might say something else in the beginning. It's a very hard map to read. Yet it ends up going into something called the Vilayat Sea, and that sea is huge. Okay. So below the steps, there is a place called Turan.
T-U-R-A-N,
which is really Persia to Iran.
Yeah. This is...
Yeah, go ahead.
This looks like the Gulf of Aden. And, I mean, this is like before...
Except that was before that it went all the way out to the sea.
Yeah, this was the area where the Stargate was. And right in there, in that little... Right there is where the Stargate... This is Somalia today. And...
Well, you know, this is called... India, where it looks like it is, it's already split off
mm-hmm.
from South Africa, which is called the Black Kingdom. Let's see.
We'll get the main.
Amazonia.
Right.
Now let's
That's
just
where
get
Wonder this. Woman comes from.
Okay, now that means that's the part, you know, South America.
Amazon.
South America and Africa were all together before it split apart.
The Amazonian
and they called
River
it down there where both Gina. Of those places were, and that's where, okay, so that's part of it too. That means New Zealand is part of that area too. New Zealand, South America, and South Africa are all in one place called Amazonia, everyone. Talk about being all one. We're going to get this really right. And then there's another place above the Black Kingdoms where Amazonia is part of that. And then up above, Keshan, K-E-S-H-A-N. And then... Zimbabwe. How about that? Zenbabwei is the way it was spelled before. Wow. And India is spelled Vendhya. 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 And then another part of India on the northeast side is called Uttarakuru. Uttarakuru. Wow. This is really going to help when we see the way that words are put together now. And where you might say you might find Thailand and those places where the tsunami took place. No, that's on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
That's all part of Uttara. And there's a huge lake. I mean, it's more like a sea. It's so huge. And it's up where the Himalayas are, up above the Himalayas. Where you might say China is still part of over there, which is right now the Tibetan Plateau in China, where the Taklamakan was. And there's a section right on the eastern side of that humongous, completely enclosed sea called Meru. M-E-R-U.
People going across the border. and the dogs and the
cops.
You've
got to talk out loud if you're going to talk.
Oh, we're looking at free speech, and it's, you know, the Tijuana United States border crossing where they, you know, TSA, just like in the airport, they mess with you and strip search, let me just say. Oh,
yeah,
my.
Even on the Highway 10 or is that 8 down there?
I
they
forget.
Have a sign where they have this little child and a woman for his mother and a man for his father, and they have a warning sign, and it says, beware that people may be running across the highway, which is the people from Mexico running across the highway to get to where they have to go to be able to live here. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so Meru, that's very important because, remember, we called the Agartha Network, which we name it here in the West. In India and Tibet, they call it the Agarti, A-G-A-R-T-I Network. And there's an entrance to the Agarti Network on the Taklamakan, which is a 26,000-foot mountain up in the air. And those mountains are step mountain. In other words, they found that in the ancient times, when it was all verdant there, and literally where it's all cold, it's not on this map. There's no ice at all. The Himalayas are already formed and Vendia separated from Africa, yet it's still connected and it's still verdant land. That's how long, and there's a lake there. And there's an, again, entrance to the Agartha Network from the mountain. And the Agartians, they went and they planted sunflower greens and buckwheat greens and all kinds of grasses on the steppes, and that was their food. Yes. Oh, Beth, you want me to play that, huh?
Mm-hmm. I'm in a pineal kind of mood today.
Okay, this is called The Matrix. Melanin, the black dot, and mind control. Oh, you want to hear about that, huh? Dr. Phil Valentine, part one.
This guy is friends with Bobby Hemmett, and he knows Dr. Freeman, and he is friends with, let's just say, all the Moorish nation. He's part of this and telling it like it is, where this is, as we become the Washita, it's healing the stories that have not been told for generations upon generations. And he has a unique way of speaking, in a sense, of laying it out in lavender.
Okay, I just got to tell you, you said the Stargate was over here. You know, I just got to tell you that huge sea where Meru is off to the Chinese side of it, it's called Sumeru. S-U-M-E-R-U. That whole sea is. And it's up there north of the Himalayas at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Shambhala on the that would be in the Himalayas. It's called Shambhala. That would be where Kashmir is right now.
Yeah.
What's the name of that mountain? Kailash.
Mount Kailash. Where Swami Purna came out of.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, there's something called Peshkaun. P-E-S-H. K-A-U-N. Instead of that area being called Pakistan, it's Peshkaun. I mean, these are just, they just continue to wake us up to all the things they tried to separate the mind from the heart and keep religion in place. which kept the separation in place. Okay, so this is going to be the end of separation through mind control. Mm-hmm. Let's make a bridge to why we're teaching all this.
And we're rebalancing our mental and emotional bodies especially. And reintegrating all of this. And Rama, you were just saying that Dr. Phil has a funny way of speaking?
He speaks like Bobby Hemmett, where he's laying it out in lavender about the lies that have been told by our friends on both sides of the left and the right of the aisle. And it, like it was said today, Brother Jamal was saying that, you know, national emergency that every president steps into when they put their hand on that Bible and they create a fake national emergency so they can create martial law and bring us into admiralty law, even though there's never been a coup declared, there's never been any sort of situation. Yet at this moment, in this time of the Matrix, as we are all waking each other up in the Matrix, like Morpheus is saying to Neo as they're walking down the street, and Neo turns his head and says, oh, and he sees the woman in the red dress. And Morpheus says to him, were you listening to me, Neo, or were you watching the lady in the red dress?
Mm-hmm.
And it's about waking everybody up in this Matrix where, like Morpheus said, they will defend the Matrix to the point where they will kill you because they are so afraid of stepping out of the Matrix because what is there beyond it? And that's where the place where in loving presence, Cynthia just says, be here right now, and praise, respect, thank, and love the feelings that's coming up. Even if you're in the void and you're on the way to the Scorpio black hole. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, and I will leave it at that. Here we go.
Wait, don't push the button yet. I just want to say, go ahead, Beth.
I want to add that, you know, it can become frustrating sometimes when we're seeing, you know, Caribou Barbie coming on telling us about our Matrix that she would like to see extended into more war, and she says, it would be a wonderful idea if the president would start war with Iran. I would love that idea. And at the beginning of her speeches, she commends everyone in service now, and it's all manipulation to keep the Matrix going. And so we need to praise, love, respect, and thank these feelings that are coming up and continue to look at these videos and this new information as it comes along to integrate it as we co-create our new reality of peace. Right. After you play this, Rama, I'm going to read a piece from Archangel Metatron, and the title is The Anatomy of the Crystalline Body, where he talks about the pineal gland.
Okay. Oh my, here we go.
Before you start, I just want to mention a few more names in this map while you're thinking about it, because Africa and Turtle Island were all together, and that Sahara Desert was verdant. And on the other side of this Vilayet Sea, which is on the other side of the steppes, and you have a place that's called Hyrkania, Hyrkania, and there's another large lake which is up above that other huge sea. I would say it's headed towards northern China, and it's called Lake Ho. And then up above that, where I would say Mongolia is, it's called the Lulan Plateau, and the name of the area is Path Phenia. Phenia. And over here in that whole place where Siberia is. And it really is, the Mississippi River is over there. It's just outrageous. It goes all the way through the steppes to the Vilayet Sea. And then there's Ritunia, like we said, like and then there's below it Zamora, and there are Zamora, and then there's Kauran, Kauran, and then there is Drujistan, Drujistan, and then there is Iranistan, and that goes all the way out to the sea again. And then, I mean, it's finished. Then there is where Morocco and all the northern parts of Africa are. It's a huge piece of land, and it's called Cimmeria, C-I-M-M-E-R-I-A. And then along the coast where you would might say it goes all the way down to where Gawila is, but it's called that whole area is called Pictish Wilderness. And there's a sea that's called there, I mean a river called the Black River that runs right through it. And then as you go down where the underbelly, or you might say where that goes inland, and it heads towards South Africa, except that includes South America there too, right in the northern part of South America. It's called the Land of Shem. S-H-E-M.
We have a caller here.
Okay.
Alan.
Hello, hello.
We can't hear you, Alan.
Greetings, everyone. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Now it's better.
Is that loud and clear?
Yes.
Okay. I decided to come on right now because this is regarding crystalline body. And going from Merkaba to a Merkava.
Yes.
I was reading, and this is, I guess, more for Beth than anyone else, please. I was reading this channel from James Tyburn. I don't know if you've seen it recently regarding Lord Metatron.
I have seen Tibbs' work. He is a master, and he channels Metatron very clearly. And he talks about, thank you for bringing this up. I want to say something, but then I'll let you finish. I'm sorry. He brings up this idea about the star in our heart, the sun star, you know, having these multifaceted points. And he gives, if I'm remembering correctly, he gives dates when this will come to pass. And I feel that information is accurate. However, I do know that the number of facets in each star is individual, and when a person is ready, their facets grow, whether that date has come to pass or not. And I do endorse his work. It's 100% right on. So I'm sorry I interrupted you, Alan. Go ahead.
No, that was fine. That is part of my question, is that there is a fairly lengthy process we need to go through, that which I was not familiar with until after I read his lengthy channel, which was beautiful, and I feel the same way about his work. But it looks like you have to go through Merkava, M-E-R-K-I-V-A, and then a Merka, K-A-V-A, and then a Merkana. So yeah, there is a lengthy process, and I guess, like you say, it's going to be more on a one-on-one basis rather than a group, a collective consciousness. Is that correct?
Yes, I can easily explain this. Now, remember, Tib is a master scientist, and he has a scientist mind. And on top of that, Metatron channels highly technical information. Now, when you're getting highly technical information filtered through a master scientist, it's going to come out with these details that are very exacting, and they are true. However, all of this process is detailed, but it's not complicated, and it can happen in the blink of an eye. And when you're ready, it will happen for you, and it can happen overnight. And you can jump from step one to step three overnight, I guarantee you.
Well, that makes me feel better. I thought I might have 100 years or more to wait.
I would just like to say, with complete reverence to Tibbs' work, I agree with what he's saying. I also agree the way he laid it out in the step-by-step process. But I'm telling you, you may already be on step three and not even recognize it. So just go into meditation and ask where you are. You might already be there. You might be past there, because some of us have been working on this a very long time. Do you have anything to add to that? Rama?
I will just say this is happening as we are talking.
Yeah.
Why it's coming up for everybody in the healing, so that we all get our ducks in a row of how this used to be, so to speak, and the stories that are, in a sense, not being told, except through crazy, weird folks like Dr. Phil Valentine, or maybe Bobby Hemmett, or even George Carlin. Imagine that. Talking about the white slave owners, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alan, what I want to add is that, you know, the tetrahedron in the heart, the interlocking tetrahedrons in the heart, everybody has that. And as we go along in ascension, we integrate more. And as we integrate more, that's what has that crystal grow. It's all light. And that's what has the facets open up. And so as the earth ascends, as the bodies ascend, you know, the old name for it was Merkava. What he's talking about, and he's bringing it through in a highly technical matter. And I would say that the timeline that is given, that it would be more appropriate to say, in each individual body, we are in no time. And some people are far advanced and have those facets grown out already.
Okay, thank you very kindly. And I'm looking forward to the March equinox on the 20th of this month, because that's supposed to be another big trigger. Is that correct?
I concur.
Okay. Love to everyone.
Metatron said he wanted to bring a message through me regarding that, and that's coming up this week.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you very much,
Ellen. Bye now.
Bye. You're welcome. Big Will, hi there.
Hi there, Beth. I would like for you to do me a favor. Before the call is over with, I would like for you to reread what Saint Germain said that you had read last a couple of days ago. So if you would, reread the message that Saint Germain left for all of us. And I would like you to do that toward the end of the call. I pass the talking stick.
Thank you. I will. Oh, Tara, you had just said something about the land of something with an S.
Samaria.
No.
Cimmeria.
Cimmeria.
C-I-M-M-E-R-I-A.
No, you said something about Shem.
Oh, yes, the land of Shem.
Isn't that Noah's? Isn't that Noah's Shem?
Yes, and Shem is Melchizedek.
Right.
Which means when we are aware that the Telosians are part of the order of Melchizedek, that means Princess Sherula, for instance.
All of these stories and histories and her story, the land was very different 10,000 B.C.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
even 65 million years ago B.C. And what I am trying to say here is all these maps are starting to come out where
Okay, let me just say this. The land of Shem on the map of Pangaea. See, okay, I got this really, you know, like I said, Laurasia was the first large breakup. And that was the one that started moving northwest away from Gondwana land, which was South America, Africa, Antarctica, India, Australia, all in one piece, breaking up. And that was during the Triassic period, which was 200 million years ago.
And at that time, the early dinosaurs and the landing parties that were coming here, there were so many different groups of beings that were here. I mean, there were warrior troops from Orion stomping the ground here that looked like something out of the Borg. I am not kidding. And I remember
it. Well, I
thought
you said that the Anunnaki didn't come here till 65 million years ago. So this was even before fifth dimension. This was at 12th dimension, everybody. And we were fighting wars at 12th dimension. And if you think fifth dimensional war is a trip, think about that.
This is why it's ending now. I think I better play Dr. Phil before we get too lost. I'm going to go. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I did want to say that Shem, the land of Shem, this is a map. It's called.
Everybody came to hear what we have to say.
Wait, Rama. Okay. You got to turn that way up.
Okay.
This is a map that was from 10,000 years before, and they write it this way, AR, and then 10,000. And then F-O-R, and then K-R-I-S-T-U-S, 10,000 years before the Christus came onto the planet, 10,000 B.C.
Okay.
And the land of Shem is, you might say it comes off of the coast, which we now would call Central Africa. See how it makes this curve, Rama?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's where the curve is, and it goes all the way in, and then it starts going south. That's where the land of Shem is. And then below that is the land of Stithia. How do you spell that?
Stithia?
No, S-T-Y-C-I-A. Stithia. S-T-Y-C-I-A. And then below that is, on the coast, is the land of Cush, K-U-S-H.
That's Egypt.
And then inland from the land, no, Cush, that's not Egypt at all.
Mm.
Egypt is over somewhere else. Nope, Egypt's way over here. It's below Britannia. And then below Bithynia is on the eastern below is Zamora. And to the left is Corinthia. And then below that is Choran, K-H-A-U-R-A-N. And then to the left of that is Choraja. Ooh, that's cool. That's where Egypt is. You know, remember we read about Vedic Egypt. That puts it together. The Koran with Asia and Raja from India. K-H-O-R-A-J-A.
Wow. I'm gonna put this on.
All right, I'll be quiet.
Okay, well, you know what? We have a caller. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Hello, is that me?
Yes, you, my dear.
Okay, I just have a question, a real quick one. I was looking on the internet at Pangaea, and I was looking at, Tara, I was looking at the different continents that broke up from the original land, you might say. And I was wondering, where does Atlantis and Lemuria come into those pictures?
Okay. Well,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can. And I'll tell you that 65 million years ago, that period was called the Cretaceous period, C-R-E-T-A-C-E-O-U-S. At that point, right down the middle of Laurasia, there was a line and it was broken apart. So that Asia was on one side, and you might say that part of Laurasia broke up, and it pretty much became a separated landmass, which would include Europe and all of North America all together. And then there was the water, and there was a wide berth of water below north of Mexum, you might say, including Europe. And it was still connected at the very top part to that other part, Asia. It was still connected way up at the top. And then below that, with a wide berth of water, is South America. And South America is just barely touching, but it's still connected by some kind of an isthmus. It's connected to Antarctica. Africa is completely water-bound. In other words, you go to the east of South America as well as to the north of Antarctica. Remember, they're all connected there. And then you've got all this water, and you've got Africa up above that. And then up at the top of Africa, Spain is still directly connected to Morocco. It's not a, there's, it's land, all land. And, you gotta get to where you might say, Italy is, and the Adriatic Sea and stuff like that. There's water there, but it's just that beginnings of the water. And then where Greece is, it's connected to Africa. At Egypt, there is no water there. It's one place where they can walk. That's why the Greeks and the Egyptians and all of Africa were all one people, black as coal. And then after that, you've got some more sea line, which is what eventually, breaks the connection, and Greece is no longer connected, and then the Mediterranean flows in there, but not at that period. All that landmass was still connected at those points, and the part that's going to be India has not impacted Asia yet. It's a complete island unto itself. It's not connected to Madagascar either. Madagascar is also not connected to Africa. There's these two large islands, which now after you get to the period where you go present day from the Cretaceous period, then you see India impacted all the way up into Asia. And then on the other side of Antarctica, and it's not separated yet, is Australia. And it's connected. So Australia, Antarctica, and South America are still all connected. How's about that? And so the rest of Asia then is still connected to African continent and still connected to all of the European and North American continents. So that at that period, there's 1, 2, 3 continents that are not separated. They're still all together, Africa and Asia and you might say the part of Laurasia that's really Europe and North America. And then South America, Antarctica, and Australia, those are 3 continents below. They're all connected to 65 million years ago. And India is the only thing that's by itself as an island in the middle of this vast sea ocean.
Okay.
That was a good question.
Okay. Thank you so much for the answer. Love you guys, all of you. And I'll be keep on listening.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Here we go with Dr. Phil.
Thank you.
Everybody came to hear what we had to say about Matrix and Mind Control. Check. Anybody see the movie? I know y'all all saw it, right? Well, we're going to get deep into it. Now, I know all of y'all, since you all are graduates of the gathering, y'all don't go sit in front of the movies just to be entertained, do you? Y'all take notes at the movies? Because I know who've been my students. I see them in the movies with a clipboard. Now, if y'all ain't going into the movies with clipboards or with tapes so that you could be making notes to yourself, then you are being entrained. You're being entrained to feel good about what's going on the screen. You are one of Big Brother's best kept secrets. Now, I'm going to tell you how they're settling up with technology. There's two different types of mind control. And we're going to deal with the first type of mind control for part one before we break. The first kind of mind control will then let you know what's happening with the second kind of mind control. The first kind of mind control gets real deep. This is why your metaphysical antennas got to be up at full tilt while I'm talking. Now, all of y'all here, how many of y'all into metaphysics, the deep kind of metaphysics? Show your hand. All right, not too many of y'all into that deep metaphysics. Now, metaphysics is going to have to be the quote-unquote religion of tomorrow. If it isn't, you're fucked. Totally and absolutely. If you don't understand metaphysical principles, forget going to school. Forget going to work. Well, go to work. Just be blissful. And when time comes, when they throw the dirt on you, then, you know, just cash in. But if you are about evolving, it is time you open up that metaphysical grave that had been dug for you, the part of you, the spark that lays buried. That is what's going to open you up. That's what's going to give you the ability to escape your metaphysical mind. Damn all of what it is they're showing you out here. This is the illusion. If you saw Matrix, it told you it's the illusion. But you didn't have to go to see Matrix because we've been telling you that for 25 years. And I know the elders have been telling you that longer than that from inside.
That's right.
Okay? Two types of mind control. Stay with me. Some of y'all are not going to be able to stay with me. Some of y'all are going to have to sleep. It's all right. I will speak to that other side, the part that is awake. Two types of mind control. The first, and again, what I wrote down here came from inspiration. In the nighttime, when people are sleeping, I stare out at the sky, the window, and this is what you're going to have to do to pick up. Let that melatonin and melanin start to secrete, and then start picking up that information. The first kind of mind control can be viewed as consciousness containment and manipulation through biological, psychological, etheric, and spiritual colonization and terraforming. Now, what am I meaning by that? Consciousness containment and manipulation through biological, psychological, etheric, and spiritual colonization is based upon the terraforming of the blood crystals, of the blood matrix, of the flow of life and light that is now inside of you. Everybody is getting hip to how they're electronically playing with your brain. And by nature alone, your awareness of it creates specific types of light codes that help you to recognize it subconsciously and bypass the programming. It isn't working just to shove a chip in your head anymore. Because the awareness factor, people outgrow it. Just like you give somebody a cigarette for the first time, and they start choking and coughing. The same principle when they put that chip inside of your head. Your body tends to become accommodating of it, and if your consciousness level is strong enough, you bypass the circuitry. They're finding out more and more that mental manipulation, biological manipulation, isn't working at the level they are currently practicing. So how have they gone? This is what we're going to get into. The second form of mind control is technological interfacing of gadgets with bioelectrical neuronal sites in the brain and the nervous system. Let me check that again for you. Technological interfacing with gadgets or of gadgets with bioelectric neuronal sites in the brain and throughout the nervous system. That's the technical part. That's the one we'll get into after we go to the break. Now, the topics for mind control include displacement of consciousness, the filter of experience, electronic dissolution and disturbance and rearrangement of your memory.
Mm-hmm.
That includes your archetypal memory. That includes you not being able to interface with the information that your ancestors left in the blood genes.
Yes.
And how they're going to do that. Another form is condensed knowledge so that you work within specific parameters and nothing else. Four or five, reality and culture is a language construct. Reality and culture is a language construct. Six, now check very carefully. Eating is a form of information transference. Let me repeat that to you. Eating is a form of information transference. I'm going to let that sit in and digest a little bit, and I'm going to show you what I'm talking about and why it is that they got to get to your food and why you got to be doubly and triply careful of what it is you put into your mouth as sustenance. Seven, the lockdown in third dimensional space equals time reality through genetic reconstruction. Let me repeat that. The lockdown in third dimensional space is equal to time reality through genetic reconstruction. In other words, your genes are being manipulated to maintain the sealing of your awareness so that you will have no light code transmissions filtering through the specific filter of experience that they're going to give you. So your experience is going to be given to you so that your experience now amounts to being you building your own imprisonment. Eight, synthetic telepathy. That's part of the technological and how they're going to play synthetic telepathy on you. People are now who have the chips in their head have been experiencing synthetic telepathy. That was the brother that we brought to Gary Bird and to the City Sun that time, Brian Wrong, when we exposed the fact that the chips were being put into people's heads all through the prison system. Who was there when we did that? You were there at the time. We exposed that. People thought we were crazy. But the Sun, that's why they shut the Sun down, people, because the Sun was dropping some serious signs about what was going on the metaphysical tip and what they were doing, the government's control. Mind control is frequency warfare. Let me say that again. Mind control is frequency warfare. They ain't got to shoot no more bullets. They don't have to strap you down like they did Dr. Frankenstein and stick a node up your nose and up your ass and all up your back and in your ears and shoot electrical volts through it anymore. They can deal with frequency through the television, through your radio. And when I was speaking about synthetic telepathy, through your bones. Through your bones. Now, in the electronic dissolution of consciousness, there are some extraterrestrial interferences and incursion around that. Now, so little gray and green men running around, sticking us and prodding us here and there. Let's get it straight. Your ancestors were dealing with other neighborhoods long before our experience with the Caucasoid. It's all over our writings. It's all over our experience. We are extremely matter-of-fact about this. We are only getting hyped and excited about this. Why? Because he's getting hyped and excited about it. He's only now coming into the realization that there's nobody. See, he's been going around the globe conquering and killing everybody, thinking that he don't have no more strangers in here. He calls his neighborhood. So there ain't nothing else for him to fear. Fear of a black planet.
Okay, part two. It's taking a moment to get there. Kind of,
the screen went white.
Yeah, it's loading.
This, Dr. Phil, he's a galactic being.
Yeah.
Here
we go. Okay. It's just taking a moment.
But now he's beginning to see that there is a wider neighborhood and a vaster amount of neighbors, and that scares the shit out of him. So what does he do? He punks up and cuts a deal. This is how he has been able to make these leaps and bounds in technology. You got to remember that there is an entity which we're going to get more deeply into. There is what we call the Fallen Lords. At least I call them the Fallen Lords. You can call them the Elohim, you can call them the Fallen Angels, and all the different names that they have for them. These are the Fallen Lords of Light. And they do not like, you are nothing more than vegetables to be grown and processed, much like you saw it here. They took a piece of that for this movie. But it's much deeper than that. It's much more significant than this movie. They tried to give you a little bit more science fiction than science fact, but there's no science fact if you know where to look for it. Now, frequency warfare, or the electronic dissolution of memory and consciousness, was developed by the CIA immediately after Kennedy was assassinated. It was a project to create electronically controlled robot killers that were programmed to kill on demand. EDOM, EDOM, or the Edomites. EDOM means electronic distillation of memory. They change your memory around, who you are, and take away your identity so that the identity you have belongs to them, and you kill on demand based upon what they want you to do. EDOM eliminates the memory of the individual or alters the memory of events that the individual was involved in. By electronically jamming the brain, the existing acetylcholine, and that's the part of the brain, that's the part of the essence that the brain secretes for your memory, the existing acetylcholine creates static which blocks both sight and sound. This method can be used to either block or erase the memory or to slow it down so that events seem to happen after they actually occurred. So you have a delay of focusing in, and the chemistry that puts the picture of the experience into your memory bank is delayed. So in other words, you take a picture, they have made the solution, the picture is your experience. They've made a solution, or they've done something so that the solution that keeps the, that develops the negative, so to speak, they've delayed it so that the negative now takes so long to become part of your memory that you recognize that it ain't be like a month or a year from now that you think it just happened yesterday. So they have the ability to slow down the ability for you to even make a memory or even recall a memory. This is how deep they've got. Excuse me? Well, yeah, it's more of a kind of a condensed form of time manipulation, because it's not really time manipulation. It's time manipulation perception. The difference, yeah. Now, biological radio effects, this is, again, part of the technological, which is going to lead you into the biospiritual form of mind control. The use of very low frequency and ultrasonic affecting both electrical behavior within the brain and actual brain tissue. They have technological devices that they now have circling the planet that can affect the electrical pulses in your brain as well as the tissue of the brain in such a way to force behavioral modification changes. There is the capability now to bounce pulses of 7 to 12 hertz off the 8 hertz ionosphere. Now, the ionospheric envelope that we are in, they can bounce these particular 7 to 12 hertz waves off of it, and within 3 pulses, entrain crazy and bizarre forms of energies into your brain, which in turn now enlists crazy and bizarre behavior. So they can seed war or peace. They can seed fights, riots, and so forth based upon manipulation through very low frequency or what is known as VLFs and ultrasonic frequencies. All right? Now we're going to just speak about how they are going to get into dealing with mind control on a more subtle and a lot more insidious level, because everybody's hip to what they're going to see. They're going to knock on your head and find a chip. It ain't going to be like that anymore. You're going to be the chip. You're going to be the one that is your own mind control based upon what they do to the biology in your body. Now listen very carefully. The blood is the river of life. It is also the river of light. Be very clear. It is not only the circulation of nutrients, but also the circulation of consciousness. Blood is the circulation of physiological consciousness, biospiritual consciousness. It is within the blood that you find all of the components necessary to coalesce, bring together, to bring you to higher levels of awareness. If your blood stinks, if it's filthy, if it is depraved, if it is full of garbage, you cannot enlist or you cannot filter higher light waves through such a bloodstream and then have it convert to intelligence. It is impossible. If the blood is polluted, there is no way for you to convert higher fields of light codes into higher fields of light intelligence. It isn't going to work. Spirit feels its essence in matter. Spirit has no feelings. There is no feelings. Feelings puts matter in touch with spirit. So spirit needs matter to know what spirit is, to know what it is. So there ain't nobody floating around there and knowing everything, and I know what you feel like, trying to call on some ghost or some entity that never took on a physical form. Forget it. They don't give a shit about you. There is no empathy. They need to have physiological experience in order for them to set up an empathic bridge between the physical and the spiritual so that you cannot, that's where your ancestors come in. That empathic bridge is based upon them having been in corporeal life. Once you're in corporeal life, the spirit has been changed. It has been quickened in such a way that it yearns to get back in there. That's where you put all kind of experiences on the soul, which is essentially the bridge between the spirit and the physical. So spirit feels its essence in matter. Matter, listen carefully to me, matter is an envelope that seals the spirit at specific levels of awareness. Matter is an envelope that seals the spirit in to the flesh at specific levels of awareness. How light manipulates the envelope determines how the envelope is refined in order to expand it to allow the spirit to feel itself at higher and ever higher levels of awareness and consciousness. Check. Did you get what I just said? Follow me and stay with me, because it's going to get deep. Once you get this perception in, your cells are now jumping around, saying, oh, man, more. Feed. Oh, this is like ice cream. Feed me. Because when you start getting into the knowledge or the meal that is the self, you become insatiable. And then all of this physical bullshit don't mean nothing, because you no longer have what? The appetite for it. Jack? All right. How light manipulates the envelope, and I'm talking about sunlight, not this light. How light manipulates the envelope determines how the envelope is refined in order to expand that envelope to allow the spirit to feel itself. Remember I said its words, to feel itself at higher and ever higher levels of awareness and consciousness. To control the evolutionary advancement of the flesh, the spiritual advancement of man as well, one must seal and maintain the present envelope at its present level of self-awareness. Now, did you follow me when I said that? Because here's what is necessary to keep you in check. I'm going to repeat it now. To control the evolutionary advancement, that is the spiritual advancement and the spiritual awareness of man, one must seal and maintain the present envelope structure, which means the present perceptual matrix, the present, that's a window, now this is a mic, this is a desk kind of scenario. But these are not what I just said. These are agreements based upon our agreement to perceive them as such. Remember I said that matter is a biphenomenal effect. And the only way matter becomes hard is through the agency of man's focus.
Part three.
On that thing, matter has two components. Matter has two personalities, a wave and a particle. But when man or when the human brain is not looking at the wave, at matter, at its highest level, it is a waveform. But when human mind, when human thought, when human perception focuses in on that wave, it becomes a particle. So it means that the human consciousness is necessary or is an integral part in how matter coalesces into what we call reality. Are you all with me now? Because I'm getting ready to take off, and if you can't stand the heights, just lay down and go to sleep a little bit. And I'm saying these things because when you understand how deep this is, when you understand the level that the beast is playing on, you now are at the field. You cross from him, football, definitely, you know, one-to-one. And you the quarterback, you the front line, you the running back, you the pass receiver. You're everything. You're taking over the game now because you know how it's being played on you. So they must control the envelope at its present level of self-awareness. Now, how do they structure that awareness? Through your education system, through your television, through your entertainment, through church, definitely through church. They got you in light code lockdown, boy. They really got you believing that some white man came down, laid on a cross, and saved your asses. I was hearing them coming. Man, everywhere in Carolina I went, it was a church on every goddamn corner. On Sunday when I was down there on the lecture, they were driving me there. Wasn't not a nail black man or woman on the street. Everybody was in church getting their dose. Everybody was plugging in consciousness intravenously to the words of the preacher man. Sucking it in. Just like you saw in the Matrix. They had my boy plugged in everywhere. Feeding on him. Feeding on his life. Now, in order to maintain the envelope of your awareness, in order to make you believe that this is who you are and this is all you are going to be, they have to dysfunction the blood. They have to dysfunction the blood because it is the blood that is the crystal that takes the light and refracts it. takes it and specializes it, much like a prism does. When you look at white light, you take a prism and you put that prism, which is a crystal, up to that white light, boom, you get seven different colors, or the perception of seven different wave bands. That's how consciousness works. It works to diffract what is inherent within the light into what you now see as those seven colors. Those seven colors become your awareness. Check. All right, now, stay with me. Light, your blood crystals refract the white light into what you see as consciousness. Now, a little preliminary information. The sun is your Pez dispenser. It dispenses the codes of consciousness and vectors of light. It is the sacrificial sun. What you see as the corona is the crown of thorns. You are essentially taking in light at specific frequencies and valences, refracting them through the temple, which is the crystallization of light. You are crystal light. And I don't mean that damn crystal stuff you just straight up there drinking. I'm talking about you are crystallized light. And you are diffracting concentrated light into the reality based upon the structure and design of the temple of God. How your blood is constituted says what level of light you can process. Ooh, I see the lights are going on in some of the brothers and sisters. I better get to my blood. Well, that's why they want your blood. That's why you see all these vampire movies coming out. He needs your blood. He need to find out what's in your blood that's going to keep you around and him not. There you go. We're going to get the DNA. Oh, Miss DNA. Now, there are principles of energy. Listen carefully. Principles of energy, formed energy, powerful principles of energy. Principles of consciousness awareness that exist to create harmony for themselves through havoc to you. Check? It's the order of things. You can't blame them for it. Just like a leopard goes and hunts and kills the lamb, it's the order of things. You have higher evolutionary beings who you believe are supposed to be so sweet and loving and, oh, because now I know light. Hey, these motherfuckers know how to get shit done now on a whole other level. They've learned to manipulate light. They've learned to condense it and change it and use it and take it and do what they want to do with it. But by that very act alone, they've created their own ceiling. Because once you start thinking off somebody, once you start using somebody, once you start working off of somebody like these preachers do, like religion does, like government does, once you start tipping people, you have to keep them at that level so that they can remain your food source. So, you have higher levels, higher beings that are of the lower order that have to maintain that order through making you their vegetable garden. So, your whole consciousness envelope, your whole consciousness environment is being terraformed by these higher light beings who are actually on the lower strata once you get to know them. They look all fly. I mean, you know, they look bad. Somebody see a star walking down the street, see Wesley Snipes. Go, Wesley. Go, Wesley. Say, oh, shit, Wesley Snipes. Hey, woo, what's happening? You all up in there, stars in your eyes and shit. That's the same way we would look at them. But they ain't no different than you. They just, niggas got up to the tower by doing all kind of shit, making you believe that they're somehow different from you. But they have contained themselves by their actions. And they know that you have the ability to reach light speed. They know you can bypass this illusion that you are now functioning in. They know what your inheritance is, and they are about keeping you from getting it. Your havoc is their harmony. Check? Right. Listen carefully. Ignorance is a food source. Ignorance is a food source. Ignorance causes disturbances because of its random acts of chaos due to the lack of awareness of self. So by your very act, you create disturbances that would not have been there based on your ignorance. So by your acts of ignorance, the dynamics for their sustenance is made ready for them. And you are ignorant as hell. That's plan. Disturbances in the natural, ordered, and harmonic flow of light create peripheral or ambient frequencies from which these principles of consciousness, or these fallen lords, extract and receive their nourishment and sustenance. Let me say that again. Disturbances in the natural, ordered, and harmonic flow of light create peripheral or ambient frequencies from which these principles of consciousness extract or feed and receive their nourishment and sustenance. They are evil only in the sense that they cause us evil by our participation with them.
Oh my. Just a second.
Just in case you didn't understand.
Ignorance is a food source. He said it twice. Ignorance is a food source.
That's why it's not bliss, haha.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It is the truth.
That is why you cannot be in present time until you know the truth about your past and what you've done in the future.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So that's why we're doing all of this, right?
Yes.
Yes, master.
I mean,
Marita Robert.
This guy, when he goes to his meetings, he has an ankh on his third eye he wears.
That means he's got mother on his third eye. Joy to the world.
Oh my, it timed out, so here we go. It's right in the middle of it.
Okay, go ahead.
Come on. I might have too many windows open. That might be why. Hang on here.
Trying to contemplate what he said so far.
I had him there. I mean, it's
order. They have to maintain that order through making you their vegetable garden. So your whole consciousness envelope, your whole consciousness environment is being terraformed by these higher light beings who are actually on the lower strata once you get to know them. They look all fly. I mean, you know, they look bad. Somebody see a star walking down the street, see Wesley Snipes. Go, Wesley. Go, Wesley. Say, oh, shit, Wesley Snipes. Hey, whoa, what's happening? You all up in there, stars in your eyes and shit. That's the same way we would look at them. But they ain't no different than you. They just niggas got up to the tower by doing all kind of shit, making you believe that they're somehow different from you. But they have contained themselves by their actions. And they know that you have the ability to reach light speed. They know you can bypass this illusion that you are now functioning in. They know what your inheritance is, and they are about keeping you from getting it.
Yeah, right.
Your havoc is their harmony.
Yep.
Check. All right. Listen carefully. Ignorance is a food source. Ignorance is a food source. Ignorance causes disturbances because of its random acts of chaos due to the lack of awareness of self. So by your very act, you create disturbances that would not have been there based on your ignorance. So by your acts of ignorance, the dynamics for their sustenance is made ready for them. And you are ignorant as hell. That's plan. Disturbances in the natural, ordered, and harmonic flow of light create peripheral or ambient frequencies from which these principles of consciousness, or these fallen lords, extract and receive their nourishment and sustenance. Let me say that again. Disturbances in the natural, ordered, and harmonic flow of light create peripheral or ambient frequencies from which these principles of consciousness extract or feed and receive their nourishment and sustenance. They are evil only in the sense that they cause us evil by our participation with them. Now, the idea behind evil is a concept based on the acculturation of behavior. What is good, we say this is good because for the mass and for the whole, we benefit. If you do a specific action, if you are participating in certain things and it creates something that's bad, then we say, okay, that's evil. It's a consensus. Because people who are evil, some of the nicest guys, some of the nicest people, evil is there. But when you get to know them, they're like, hey, what's up? Good, yeah. Evil, evil, evil. But then, if you're looking at that, and you see them channeling that energy, and you get all caught up in, oh, he's evil. Get thee behind me, Satan, and all pontification. You don't understand how evil you're becoming by putting up all that bullshit, because you're just now saying, I'm going to be the sword of justice for Jesus and all this shit. And you just become just as evil as the bastard you fought.
Part four.
On the mud with somebody and not get dirty your damn self. How the hell are these preachers telling me some shit about they gonna fight Satan? They gonna fight Satan. You know, you got to be Satan. You gotta know Satan. I wanna know everybody that this white man don't want us to know. I wanna know more and more about Lucifer. Not from what they're telling you. Because ignorance is a food source. Most people, or most entities that you call evil, are actually acting upon self-preservation and are based on survival imperatives that were cultivated some billions of eons ago. We get trapped by them through our lack of instinctive self-awareness that the mind and the spirit inherits through a continual refinement of the corporeal envelope. Let me then say that again so that you'd understand it. We get trapped by these entities who feed from our ignorance, who feed from us. Through our own lack of instinctive self-awareness, that the mind and the spirit is supposed to inherit through a continual refinement of the corporeal envelope. So the more you live, the more you should know. The longer you live, the more you're supposed to know. You ain't supposed to be stupid at 50. And Lord knows that's when you get real dumb. You get real scared and stupid and go running to church. You start running to look for Jesus after you get that first pain in your back. Oh, it's coming close to the end. Heart attack and motherfuckers just catch Jesus and say, Lord, yeah, you came to Jesus. Because that's the only out they're going to give you, is to come to Jesus. We become trapped by the envelope through the chromosomes, which contain the DNA and the genes. Now, here's where we're going to start getting heavy. The chromosome is the DNA-containing linear body of the cell nuclei, responsible for the determination and transmission of hereditary characteristics. Ah, see, that's the That's the clinical definition. And that's what they want you to think. That's all it is. Let me repeat that. The chromosome is the DNA-containing linear body. Linear means straight. Of the cell nuclei responsible for the determination and transmission of hereditary characteristics. Now, the chromosome, then, must have all of the information of the ancestors locked into it. This is why this devil, this geneticist, who is the new Gnostic, the geneticist is the new Gnostic. He now has the ability to get into the library of your experience and start picking out what he wants of the information and start playing inside of who you are. Not who you want to be or who you are, so that he will make you who he wants you to be. Now let's drop about a gene. A gene is a functional hereditary unit. It is a functional hereditary unit that occupies a fixed location on the chromosome. It occupies, carefully listen now, a fixed location on the chromosome. It has a specific influence on phenotype or a group and is capable of mutation. Now you'll understand why the gene can change and what that has to do with you and mind control. Now, listen very carefully. There is something around the sun called the chromosphere. The chromosphere. Now, the chromosphere of the sun is made up of primarily hydrogen. Check the connection now. It is several thousand miles in depth and lies separate and above the photosphere, which it surrounds. Okay? The chromatosphere surrounds the photosphere and is distinct and separate from the corona, or the crown of thorns. Listen carefully. The DNA, I'm putting all the little definitions in before we get to it. The DNA is a polymer, or something of a high molecular weight. That's what a polymer means. Something that has a high density and molecular weight, with millions of repeated linked units. The DNA is a polymer of the chromosome, consisting of two long chains of alternating phosphate and dioxyribose units, twisted into a double helix and joined by hydrogen bonds between the complementary bases, adenine and thymine, or cytosine and guanine. Now let me go back to what I'm saying and how it connects with the chromosphere of the sun. Go back to the top. The chromosphere of the sun is made up of primarily hydrogen. This is why I needed the blackboard. The chromosphere is made up primarily of hydrogen. All right? It is several thousand miles thick and lies separate and above the photosphere. Photo meaning the light sphere, the part that you can see, which it surrounds. Now the DNA has a alternating phosphate and deoxyribose units, linear, that is twisted into a double helix and joined together by hydrogen. Now, I said that to say that the so-called chromatosphere or chromosphere of the sun and the chromosomes of the cell, are you checking me? The chromosome of the cells are your inner sun. Remember, the cells are your internal little suns. You have whole solar systems that are cells. The chromosome and the chromosphere are together and are synergistically linked through the activity of the DNA. So the sun and you are intermittently connected through the DNA. Your chromosomes and the chromosphere, hydrogen bonds in the chromosomes, hydrogen here as the majority, thousands of miles thick around the sun, there is a connection. you are being beamed information through the hydrogen, the chromosphere of the sun is connected to the hydrogen coupling bonds in your DNA and giving it instructions to change. As a matter of fact, it's supposed to be giving you instructions to grow a third helix at this present time. But because you are in light code lockdown and because they are polluting the atmosphere so that they filter out the instructions from the chromosphere to your chromosomes, you're the one that's getting all, you know, you might as well be back knuckle dragging today. You are being regressed purposefully to keep you as a food source for life. The DNA represents a fixed projection of light as consciousness. The DNA represents a fixed projection of light as consciousness. As light travels through the ever-increasing density of matter, it begins to spiral in relationship to the elements that it gathers. Let me say that again. As light travels through the ever-increasing density of matter, it begins to spiral. It doesn't go into a straight line. It spirals. That's why when you look at the electrical line inside of here, it's twisted. Because all things, once it gets to this level, light travels, everything travels, atomics, everything travels in spirals. All energy travels in spirals. So, what constitutes your DNA is the coagulation of these elementals, these primordial archetypal elementals that are now coalescing around the design of the intelligent mind to become you, man. So the DNA is essentially just following the instructions of universal mind to condense you into man, to God as man. Now all of this is coming to be because now you're going to see what they have to do in order to interrupt and mess with who you are. Because the old forms of mind control don't work too tough no more. Evidence. Y'all ain't sucking on a neck bone. The denser the elements themselves fix light through the densification of atoms. The elements fix light. Okay? They fix light through the densification of atoms who behave according to how many elementals and atoms join together. So the more compact, the more constricted these atoms and these elements work together, the more density of light you have. And the better aware, the more awareness you can actually encompass, and the more manipulation of these atoms you can do through your mind. Because that's the secret. Manipulating.
Part five.
Structure, manipulating the DNA helix, manipulating the hydrogen connection, so that you now begin to give instructions based upon your awareness, not through what they're telling you. Higher awareness, it must grow now. You must get deep into metaphysics at this time to save your life. This is not just about you saying, well, I'll study in school and we'll take this. And I may even take a little something of metaphysics. No, bullshit. You got to have to put everything aside and study metaphysics now, because that's how they're coming at you. They're coming at you through the metaphysical tip. The denser or more compact the atoms, the greater the concentration of light. If you manipulate the atmosphere or ionosphere, Ion is the name of John. That's why the book of John had nothing to do with no people. The book of John, if you notice, the four gospels, the first three are called the synoptic gospels, which means they're just synapses. They're just a compilation, real put together. Most of them are all put together. They're pretty much the same. But the last one of John don't seem to start off like anything else. All right? John is not actually a person. It was based upon ionosphere, ion being a dynamic of radiation, a dynamic of light. So John, if you look at the word J, it was no J, it was I-O-N. John, in the book of John, is telling you in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And if you understood what the word was and how they're using the word to manipulate your DNA, the word through frequencies, because remember, the word is a frequency. So they're playing with the word so that your words come out the way they want you to say it. They come out the way you want, they want you to think it. The manipulation of the word through frequencies. The word is a frequency. When I'm talking to you, I'm talking to you on a band based upon frequency transference. From here to here, to here, to there. It's about bouncing energies back and forth through sound frequencies. Well, they've learned to take the word and to use it for evil, to bypass your ability to filter the word into consciousness and put in this instructions to make you still think that you're an animal, to keep you on the lower fields of awareness. If you manipulate the atmosphere or the ionosphere of our planet, you interface with the hydrogen source or higher nutritional base of life in the DNA. I don't know where I was when I said that. Let me repeat. If you repeat, somebody bring me back down. I need to take a sip. You know, as I tell you, well, you want a high? You really want a high? Get into metaphysics. Because once you start coming into self-realization, you start losing, things start moving and turning. Let me put that back to you again. If you manipulate the atmosphere or the ionosphere of our planet, you interfere with the hydrogen source or the higher nutritional base of light for the DNA. The hydrogen anchors, and I use that word, anchors, between the complementary bases that project towards the axis of the helix. Now, the word helix comes from the word helio, which means hello. These things aren't named by accident. Now, the hydrogen anchor is between the complementary bases. Now, this is the DNA. Just imagine the DNA and these little ladder, Jacob's ladder, connecting it all the way through. Okay? The hydrogen anchors, and I use the word hydrogen as an anchor because it anchors the elements that have coalesced into the helix. Hydrogen anchors those elements. All right? Between the complementary bases that project towards the axis of the helix. Now, helix is from the word helio, which is Greek for the sun. From one of the strands where it is bonded, in sequence becomes distorted and different in its ability to hold a life programming. Let me repeat that for you. Don't worry. We'll try our best to really simplify it for us to get it. The hydrogen anchor is between the complementary bases that project towards the axis of the helix. From one of the strands where it is bonded together in a sequence, become distorted and deficient in its ability to hold the life programming. When they screw with the ionosphere, and that's what the heart technology is all about. When they screw with the heart, the ionosphere, they mess up, they distort, and they cause disturbances in how the light frequency, hydrogen frequencies come to this planet. Let me tell you something. Remember a long time ago I spoke about the fact that one of the great wars that took place on this planet caused the hydrogen canopy that was around our planet to fall, and it fell. Remember I spoke about that? And it fell 40 days and 40 nights. And what do you call that? Flood? Right. Well, the ionosphere collapsed. That particular hydrogen atmosphere that we had around our world collapsed. That atmosphere used to be in synchronicity with the sun's atmosphere. So we had an Edenic kind of energy here, giving us information that was piped along the line of star frequencies. Remember, the starlight you see are nothing but lattices or relay stations for light. And the more light is relayed, the more differentiated it becomes, the more specialized it becomes. So the core of our universe, the core of our galaxy, gives off a specific consciousness intent. Follow me now. It gives off a specific consciousness intent of higher universal mind. That intent becomes synthesized as creation. That creation through suns, and I told you in the last time, a sun is the youngest form of life in the cosmos. And that sun, as it begins to peek through, it then becomes a relay station of consciousness throughout the whole galaxy. And it relays light from the core, what the Mayans call the Hunaku. The Hunaku holds the instructions for your consciousness time zone. So wherever your zip code, your consciousness zip code is, you have a specific consciousness revelation that you have to achieve. All of this is based upon a holographic dynamic, and you are in a gigantic holograph of the universal mind. It is not one-dimensional, and I know you are trying to look at this thing as if it is omnidimensional. This is how I'm trying to speak to you. So your eyes, like they said in the movie, why is my eyes hurting so much? You've never seen before. So why is my head hurting? Why is my back of my back? What is he talking about? I am taking you out of your linear, your blinders, and having you see three-dimensionally now who you are. You are not in a universe that when you look out in the sky, that's the direction. You are in an omniverse, and this is a holographic design of the mind, of the universal mind. And you are participating in a hologram. And where you are positioned on that hologram, you are picking up specific points of light and information being to you based upon your position in the hologram. The hologram is being changed right now. That's why there is no mothership coming. This is the ship that will be changed to a whole other environment where you will be picking up whole other forms of light, whole other lattices, whole other directionals coming at you all at once. Y'all want me to stop for a minute and just kind of digest? No, everything's cool, right? We can still go. Okay now, because, you know, I'm pacing. You know, I get one guy out there to pace, and then I get him exhausted, and then you run him over, right? Okay. Now, when you distort the hydrogen essence of the suns and its ability to give you the helium, all the different forms of elements, because remember, all of the elements that's in your body, you don't need to be getting from food. The sun creates the elements based upon what you breathe. So it's necessary to pollute the atmosphere so that the solar radiation that creates the nutrients, the minerals. The sun creates minerals. So what the best way to do just for you to stop getting minerals through the breath, because the breath is the breath of life. You are the breath of life. You're not the spinach of life. You're not the Mickey D's of life. You are the breath of life. So the breath is supposed to give you everything that you need. But when you distort the atmosphere, when you distort the environment, you cannot be nurtured through your primary source anymore. And then this now distills the atmosphere into the blood. This is the secret of Jesus changing the water to wine at the marriage of Cana. If you look at the word Cana, it means place of the reeds. If you look inside your lungs, it's nothing but a constitution of weed, of reeds. That's what your bronchioles are. The marriage of Cana is taking in the solar radiation as food, condensing it as the waters into the wine that is your blood. You see? Oh, it gets deep. It's deep. I mean, after this, why would you even want to go to school? What are they teaching our children? What are they teaching us in these places?
They're not teaching us this.
When you have done this, when you have distorted.
How are we all doing out there? Oh my, there's...
Good. It's good. We should keep going. It's very good.
Okay, I was just breaking in because this is part 5 and here's part 6.
Thank you.
Like the dude said, we getting in deep.
Programming. This will interfere or distort the DNA's ability to determine individual hereditary characteristics or be manipulated to create freaks of nature. Now, it has been told that our planet is being terraformed by different types of species who live in these kinds of environments. Now, This kind of environment never existed when we were around. We have adapted. We die sooner than the 1,000 to 2,000 years that we lived. Why is that? Because the atmosphere has been terraformed in order to keep someone else comfortable, in order to feed someone else, in order to sustain someone else. There once was a hydrogen halo surrounding our Earth that fed the higher frequencies of universal mind directly to our DNA pattern. It was a triangular harmonic that connected the sun's hydrogen harmonic and the Earth's hydrogen harmonic to that of the body's hydrogen harmonic. Today, the fallen elders, or as they're called, I call them, the dark elders, and I don't mean the dark elders like us, I'm talking about those who live in the shadows of your awareness, inhabit a great portion of humanity's evolutionary envelope. These entities have walked into you. They have taken you all over. There's some of them, you walk down the street, you can see it right away. They don't look like this from here. They're walking around with a blank stare. They really look like they are not from this planet. You can pick them up. You know what the clones look like. We told you what they look like and what they're about. They have this glare. They have this blank stare. They deteriorate very quickly. But you remember that they inhabit, these entities inhabit a great portion of humanity's evolutionary envelope. Better yet, they occupy by intrusion based upon your ignorance of yourself. That's why people who have thoughts that are not their own, sometimes you say, damn, why did I think of that? Sometimes you wake up and you start saying, oh, wow, what would it look like if my baby was strangled? I know. Have you ever had one of them thoughts that came to you and wondered what you should? Where did I get that thought of murdering and killing and somebody dead and mangled, somebody close and loving me? That's them trying to get in. That ain't you. And it's good that you could recognize it and not get caught up in it, because there are some weak enough to get caught up in it. And they follow it, and then they become part of it. That's why these entities took over Hollywood. Because they don't have a way to physicalize themselves. So they live as a component of your dreams. You get pictures of alien. And in that, they live because you give life through your thoughts. Your, all of the elements that go into creating a chemical memory gives you pictures, gives you sounds, gives you words, gives you experiences, and they live inside of that which you have provided them by the chemistry that is you. So they actually create, when you try to find out, where do they get these kind of monsters? Who is the one who's designing these? They are working through those entities that they know are part of Hollywood. And they are there to make sure that they have places to live, because when you go look at the movie and you see this, and you get terrified. They live best with children, because children have a greater impact. They have a greater impact on the memory chemistry of children. That's why you got to be very careful about what you show your children at a very early age. Because they're like cameras that just snap and keep pictures. You know what it was like when you were scared and you saw a monster and you kept that bad boy with you for how long? They live in that. And I say, oh, I'll get out of here, Reverend Bell. Yeah. Well, yeah, tell me. You know, when you're running from something, you don't know what it is. Like a crop of vegetables, and you can see Matrix with this one, humanity today is cultured like a clam to produce a pearl of energy. That is of great value to the fallen elders. Every time you are educated, they have put a sand or stuck a grain of sand somewhere inside of your consciousness. And then it irritates you. And then all of a sudden you make a life for yourself based upon the pearl that your body creates to defend yourself from that sand called education, and you've created a pearl based on your irritation, the fact you got to pay your taxes, your damn rent is due, you get in a fight with your husband, he leaves you, now welfare gets paid, and it's all one dynamic. And they keep putting that sand in, keep putting that sand in. Every time you wake up, the sand begins with that exact vaccination. From the vaccination, they give you the bottle. And from the bottle, they put you into these nurseries. From the nursery, they put you in there terraforming you. Lack of proper vegetables, humanity today is cultured like the clam or like the oyster. To produce a pearl of energy that is of great value to the fallen elders, light is the pearl. Today, a vast segment of humanity is waking up out of the sleep. Here's where the problem lies. A vast amount of us are waking up. We don't want to go along with the bullshit anymore. We don't want to listen to all the crap that they're talking about. It don't even seem real anymore. We laugh at it. We talk at the television. I know I do. I hope you all do. I hope you all get up, and when you're looking at the news and you hear some bullshit, that you start saying back, get the fuck out of here. And you look for something and you throw it at the screen, that's healthy.
Yes,
you start yelling and screaming and getting mad. Yes, they can't get in there. That's healthy. It's unhealthy when you're sitting there. Look at that. That's a sign of insanity. If you can look at the news and just be quiet and just imbibe that kind of crap. If you can look at television, you can look at the television. I mean, the movies. I go to movies. I start talking all kinds of shit. What the? You look at that shit. You see that? And everybody's like, man, what's he talking about? Shut up, man. You know? I want to see him shoot him up. You know. The fact that you all are awakening is perilous to the fallen elders.
Yep.
In that you are now weeds growing in their garden. And a weed grows, boy. Weed is strong as a motherfucker. You cannot. It don't be cultivated. Weed, you get shit. You try to cultivate all these things that you do in the best way. It's so nice and so pretty. Weed say, damn that. I'm growing right here. And you gotta, oh man, and you gotta kill it. The shit grows back. Great. Well, you are the weed in their little garden of ignorance. Now, catch up with me. A cosmo-psycho-bio-spiritual order. Say it again. A cosmo-psycho-bio-spiritual order that was established eons ago is dismantling because the old restraints of brutality and fear no longer work on you, as in the case of early Christianity. A newer, more insidious method of control must now be instituted. An internal control dynamic, an internal brutality and fear dynamic that can be controlled by the push of a button. Now, the button can be a word. The button can be the change in a temperature around you. The button can be something that you see flash before you. The button can also be pushed on a console. Those who do the work for the fallen lords constitute the conscious and the willing, A, and the unconscious and obedient, B. Let me say that again. Those who work for the fallen lords constitute two kinds, the conscious and the willing, A, and the unconscious and the obedient, B. Those we focus on today inhabit and operate through the priesthood. Listen up. Those we focus on here today inhabit and operate through the priesthood of the temple of medical science, the new Gnostics. The geneticist is the new Gnostic. The Elohim of the Bible were geneticists. Genesis, G-E-N-E-S-I-S, Genesis 1, that's chapter 1, verse 26 says, let us make man in our image after our likeness. We don't know what the fuck they look like. Do they? Do you know what the Elohim look like? No. You don't. Now, here's something deep. Why is today, the new Gnostics. Well, let's look at...
Oh, my God. Part seven. We're
all good children go to heaven on the seventh of the month.
Please excuse this guy's language.
It's okay. I mean,
it's like listening to George Carlin, only in a different context, telling us the truth. And I mean, you wouldn't hear this even on HBO at this point.
No.
Part seven.
Thank you.
First blush.
It's kind of buffering for a moment here. I think we're blowing the circuits.
Sam, so clear, everything's coming
again.
I don't know. I'm trying to get.
No, keep it all clear.
Here we go.
Well, let's look at the word lamp. Lamp of God that taketh away the sins of the world.
Lamp?
Yeah. Let's look at the word lamp. Alright? Could you please read the word lamp there and what that means? All of the definitions out loud.
A device that generates light, heat, or burn through, a wick for illumination, a star, planet, meteor, or other celestial body. Something that illumines the mind or soul.
Amen. That's it. That's it. Wait a minute. Hold on. Lamp? Star? Lamp? How you get star? How you get lamp illumination? He ain't talked about them. Did you? Yeah, when you put a match to it, got a little flame. The wick is your what? Ah! A part of the brain. The pineal.
Oh.
The lamp of God that taketh away the sins of the world. When it gets lit up, all illusion disappears. When your pineal is at full-fledged flight, when the lamp of God is lit up through the kundalini rising, all illusion disappears. You look into the glass darkly. There is no more fucking with your mind. You have the capabilities to raise that lamp, to light it. Now they say here that the lamp is a celestial body, a meteor, a star, a planet? Well, the word lamp means a device that generates. Did he not say generates? Therapeutic radiation. Where did that come from? A lamp. In the West Indies, my grandmother went over, left it the bad boy. That's a lamp. You go over the cornea, flip your switch. That's a lamp. No, it's not. You're looking at the words that you're dealing with. Remember, the beginning was the word. So the beginning of your illusion is based upon the construct of language. And how language is used or misused. Or how you are ignorant to how a language is used. Or how in your awakening you can use language to unlock the doors that keep you in light code lockdown. A star, planet, or meteor. Something that illuminates the mind or the soul. This is a lamp. A lamp. Well, let's look at the lamp a little further and check out the story about a lamp. What was the most famous story about a lamp? Aladdin. All right, so some told me, who's Aladdin? How do you spell Aladdin? A-L-L-A, freeze it. Oh, hold on. Hold on, yeah, okay. Aladdin. Okay, the word din, if you break down the word din, not din, din, we know what the din is, but the word din means dissonant sound. Okay? We know Allah. All
that Allah is God, this person in the body of Aladdin obviously has to be an aspect of God who speaks dissonant notes, who speaks or misinterprets the word. So what does he do in order to find himself to get his wish? He rubs. Oh, okay. Come back up here, brother. Need you one more again. So I said, well, let's look at the word rub. Okay. What we got there? See the word rub. Start from there, but just keep on reading. Rub now. Wait a minute, hold up. What do we do? What does rub mean? Friction, rub a little bit together. This is rub, right? That's what you think rub means. Go ahead.
To subject to the action of something that moves back and forth with friction and pressure. To cause to move along a surface with friction and pressure. To irritate, annoy. His laziness was being to rub me. To move along a surface with friction and pressure. To shake with friction. To cause irritation or annoyance.
Keep going.
Informal. To continue in a given situation, usually with some difficulty.
Hold that. Say that again.
To continue in a given situation, usually with some difficulty.
Go ahead.
To admit rubbing, a blackboard that rubs clean easily. To be transferred by contact or proximity.
Hold on. To be transferred by contact or proximity. Go ahead.
Wish some of her luck would rub off. Wish some of her luck would rub off on me.
Okay.
To harp on an unpleasant manner.
Go ahead.
To obliterate by or as if by rubbing. Slang, to kill, murder, rub up. To refresh one's knowledge of.
Wait! Repeat that.
To refresh one's knowledge of.
Secondly.
Improve or increase the keenness application of friction and pressure. Oh, you meant to harp on?
No, go ahead.
To obliterate.
Okay, go keep going.
To obliterate by or as if by rubbing.
All right.
To kill.
Right.
Murder.
Right.
To refresh one's knowledge of.
Okay, hold on. To refresh one's knowledge of. All right. The next one after that line was?
To improve or increase the keenness of a mental faculty.
Hold that right there. Thank you very much, brother. To improve the keenness of mental faculty? Let's go back. Remember we said Aladdin, Allah, dissonant note coming from the word of God. He now has the lamp of God. He rubs it. What does he do then? He increases what? His keenness? Mental faculties? But remember now, this is a lamp he's rubbing. And we know what lamp is now. The lamp is the sun. The lamp is the star. What is he rubbing? Okay. Now he says the word rub is to continue in a given situation, sometimes with great difficulty, to refresh one's knowledge, to improve or increase the keenness of mental faculty. What comes out after that? Spell? What? A genie? Oh, wait a minute now. Okay, so now the genie comes out of the lamp, which is the star, and grants him three wishes. Now, I know you're saying, well, where the fuck is he going with all of this? You think about how language has within it coded information. Now, who knew what rub meant except to rub, you know, your backside or your face or your hair or rub a little baby's bottom with some cornstarch or something? Who the hell thought it meant, you know, getting into your consciousness, acuity, and what? Rub? To exercise the keenness of mental faculty? want to rub my brain. I want to rub myself with some words. The genie comes out, which is the gene, which is the code for the body. So Allah, then, or the dissonant code, rubs the lamp, which is the light, which is the sun, which is the internal dynamic of light, and then comes out with what? The genie. And the genie gives you three wishes. You, it is said in, what do you call it, in Sanskrit, that you live, you come back seven times, three cycles of seven times to grant your wish in the flesh. Because all of what you do is based upon what you do in the flesh. Spirit don't do shit. The spirit is just here to accumulate information. The spirit is part of the component that was developed. It was the light that Lucifer took into the darkness. It was the Prometheus fire that was unaware, though self-aware. You see? And all of it is hidden. The geneticists are now in possession of the lamp, or at least have knowledge of how the lamp works to release the genie.
Okay, part 8. Going to get the genie out of that bottle. Right now. We're coming along here.
To get the genie to do its wishes. The lamp or star within us is in the cell nucleus, which contains the chromosomes or light bearers, the light fixtures, the Lucifer matrix within you. Lucifer is the lamp. Lucifer is the wick, and it is the flame. The morning star, the light bringer, the thing that illuminates the mind and the soul. The gene, listen carefully now, the gene occupies a fixed location on the chromosome and has a specific influence. The geneticist occupies a fixed position. Hear me now. The geneticist occupies a fixed position in the hierarchy of the fallen laws and is now in charge of creating and producing specific influences in today's humanity. Let me go back and get that to you one more time. The gene, as it was said before, occupies a fixed location on the chromosome and has a specific influence. The geneticist, or the new Gnostic, occupies a fixed position in the hierarchy of the fallen elders and is now in charge of creating and producing specific influences in today's humanity. Based on the condition of our planet, it would appear that nothing or no one can be saved. And this is what they are telling you, that without them, you cannot be saved. Without the operation, without gene therapy, without the drugs, without all of this that they're doing, they're terraforming your bloodstream. They're damming it up just like they would dam any flowing river so that they could change the dynamic flow of the river and get your hydroelectricity from it. Well, what they're doing is they're damming your bloodstream with all kinds of shit. And from that particular dam, they're extracting all kinds of perverted forms of electrical impulses that come out as your behavior. The old order of disease and health, food and nutrition, mind and matter, God and man are either dead or dying. The present human experiment as a species is a dismal failure, according to them. This is what they're telling you. Ye cannot be saved unless ye be born again. And ye are only born again in Jesus Christ. You cannot be protected from all of these germs out here unless you're vaccinated. I'm giving you all the spiel. You cannot get anywhere in life without an education. Do you hear how they are playing with you and in your head? In reality, man is breaking free. The containment unit or cell or gene is in the process of spiritual mutation, which in turn signals biomolecular freedom from the illusion of the present corporeal agreement. To the fallen elders, this constitutes death in this plane. They cannot allow it. It means that in their garden, the crop of vegetables is turning into an uncontrollable weed. The fallen lords through the Illuminati genesis say, we need a new man. We need a whole new breed of man. Give me a scene on this. New movie came out. Thank you for giving this to me, Sister Puma. Let me just get this on there first, and then I'm going to show it to everybody else. New movies come out. They got a black man playing Adam and a white woman named Eve. We need to create a new man. Now, they know that the new man can't come from them. It won't come from them. It can't come from them. And this has nothing to do with racism because I'm getting this information from them. They cannot procreate beyond 2012 at the level, at the velocity, and at the tenacity that the black male and the black female can. Well, they've already started recruiting the black female. Oprah Winfrey is telling you that. Whoopi Goldberg is telling you that. Claire Huxtable should tell you that. And all these other Aunt Jemima Negroes. The name of the movie is The Loss of Sexual Innocence. Wait now, sexual innocence is usually denoted to the female. The innocence now, or the, remember now, the loss of sexual innocence is that the white woman, obviously, has been living in this paradigm where she has been put on this pedestal where, you know, she is the, you know, quintessential angel of womanhood. This is what she has been given. And she is innocent of any kind of thinking of, you know, having some big black butt just jumping all over. So how do you lose the innocence? You put it up on screen, watching the backside of this big black buck just thrusting away. We're going to lose this innocence. My heart! What a crock. And this is what they're spoon-feeding to us, because now they have to terraform your awareness. They have to make you believe it's all right. We need a new man and a new womb man. The building blocks of life, the genes, shall be rearranged in such a way to create a new man for a new age who will function in the right way. The geneticist says, finally, with gene engineering, all possibilities are open for us. We have ways to escape our own physiological lockdown in this paradigm. All we have to do is genetically alter the fact that we don't have the ability to make the melanin We don't have the ability to protect ourselves from the higher frequencies of light that are going to inevitably be coming to this planet. And it isn't just higher heat, it's higher information. That's why they're going to start getting melanoma. Because the melanoma is burning up the bullshit. It's cleaning the house. It's cleaning genetic house. So now they have to change the infrastructure. They have to start milking and blending and putting together certain blood types that come from these genes. See, my blood type, they're going to want to find out what's wrong with me. How'd I get, okay, I got part white, part black, part Spanish, part African, part everything. They want to know what my blood is doing. How come he ain't got pustules coming out of his skin? Well, you can bet they already are terraforming the human body. And they are using the body itself and how it defends itself or how it acclimates to higher frequencies of consciousness. They're already doing that. They're already growing them in pig wombs and in sheep wombs. Now, what is the work of the geneticist? He has transferred human growth hormones to pigs to make them grow faster. He has terraformed the pig because, and this came out of his literature, the skin of the pig is more closely related to the Caucasian skin. That is why he uses that particular animal to test all of his sunblock. The sunblock is tested on the skin of the pig before he puts it out on the market for sale. He now found, and this is deep because they told it, right? You got to look at all them off chapters. Don't look at this bullshit 2, 4, 5. Look at the off chapters because they slip it in there. This is a medical channel. On a medical channel, they said, well, we found that the pig has always been more closely related to man. Which man? Who the fuck are you talking about? You know you're not talking about me. That's bullshit. The pig skin? It's him. Now they have terraformed the pig's whole anatomy, changed the bloodstream, dammed it up with all of their little chemicals, put the human gene into the pig gene, grafted it, did it in such a way that now the pig has created internal organs.
Rome parts 9.
Third to human bodies. You can now go down to transplant agencies and put in an order for a pig to grow your blood type, to grow your organs just in case you have a heart attack. Never mind teaching you how not to get a heart attack. We will build a whole industry waiting for you to get your inevitable heart attack. They have all kinds of pigs. They got cows. They got sheep that are growing human shit. They got one with a human head. Oh, get the fuck out of here, Reverend Valentine. Bullshit. They got something, a sheep with a human head. They're right. They're growing human bodies inside of sheep ovaries. Ooh, Yaku is going, he's out of control. Yaku is out of control. And these are Christians. 9 times out of 10, most of these damn geneticists are Christians. They're Christians. A rose by any other name. Now, check this. The process of cross-genetic interspecies breeding, when introduced into humans, not from human to the other species, but from the other species to the human, will create a disease called acromegaly. Now, acromegaly is the disease that Akhenaten had. Now, acromegaly changed him into a hermaphrodite. And I said, damn, one of our greatest kings who believed in one God. I had to kill that motherfucker. You come in there with one God perception. All the rest of the gods said, you're out your mind. There's no such thing as one God. There is no such thing as a God. God is a creation of man. And until we understand that, you are God. That the only realization that you have that there is a God is because you have to be God to realize that. The only reason you have the realization to realize that there is a God is because you are God. You could not be unless God gave you the realization to be and that you realize that you are.
Yes.
You are God. I'm speaking to God. God's speaking to itself. God has conversations with itself. And this is what it's all about.
Every day.
You ain't waiting for somebody to come down and talk about Jesus spoke to me to do anything. Anytime you think God is speaking to itself. You're waiting for some outside source. And that's the deep part of Christianity, you know, Christian state. Check this out. You can go talking to God all the hell you want. They tell you, speak to God. Talk to God. But as soon as somebody tells you that God spoke to them, they think you're crazy. They want to lock your ass up in a Christian institution because God spoke to your ass. But what the hell? You've been talking so long, why wouldn't you be getting an answer? Why should it be so strange if there is a God and somebody's saying I'm getting answers, somebody's talking to me, God is telling me to do it. Why shouldn't I believe you? If God is out there to be spoken to, you doing all this damn praying. The work of the geneticist, the new gnostic, the process of cross-pollination causes all forms of deformity. How does this happen? How does deformity become created? Because I tell you, putting insects into human, insect genes into humans, putting all kind of animal things, cross-pollinating, doing all kind of crazy things out of your mind, disturbing the order, only because you know that the present order cannot keep those who are us getting ready to leave, getting ready to get on the good freedom ship to get the fuck out of here. They know they got to stop that journey. The exodus is now. It's getting ready to happen. The so-called Moses that is the light, that is you, your realization, self-realization that you call your Moses energy, leading you out of the land of bondage, right. The bondage of this three-dimensional consciousness time zone, you're about to lead your damn self out. They got to stop that journey. How do you stop this particular journey? Because all journeys of consciousness begin where? Within. So you can't be putting all kind of tubes and stuff on the outside because inside is going to always bypass that bullshit. As a matter of fact, the physical body was meant to solve problems, meant to overcome adversities. So you can put all kind of chips, you can put a plug right up his asshole and he's going to find a way to bypass that. So you've got to get him at the essential level, where spirit, where light synthesizes and condenses and liquefies into the bloodstream. The direct connect, you got to get him there. The team can be taught to synergize with the pig. Now let me tell you, a gene can be taught to synergize with the pig. And when eaten by man, over a period of time, along with vaccinations, of course, you got to get 54 of them, remember. Now, why would you need to get 54 goddamn vaccinations? Unless it's to terraform you and to make you more susceptible to the species change that they got planned for you. The pig gene will teach the human body after it's been introduced enough times to interface with it. You see some motherfucker walking around with a big snout and a cloven hoof. An extreme danger to the genetic integrity of the human is when genes are deliberately implanted into the genome of a tomato, for instance, which don't become inactive in the tomato. Check it. The genes that are implanted into the tomato don't become inactive by the fact that the tomato becomes a tomato. In other words, it doesn't become part of the tomato construct. It's active. But are aimed in your tomato, these new genes that they're putting in, is aimed at the human brain. It is possible now to introduce what are known as buddy genes or soul mates, and that's S-O-L-E, that's for the sole purpose of mates, or what is called accompanying genes that become active only when you take it into a human construct. In other words, it's inactive while it's in the tomato, but when it comes into interfacing with your chemistry, it comes to life. It is possible now to introduce these buddy genes. The only problem for the geneticist would be to keep this buddy gene inactive in the food until it is taken in by the organism. This brain gene has no purpose or function in the tomato whatsoever. It is inserted specifically so that whoever eats this tomato absorbs and then activates this brain gene. The gene is then received by receptors in the brain that correspond to the artificial brain gene and is then synthesized with the DNA of the person. Now you say, well, that's impossible. How the hell does that happen? It does not happen just by a whim. Your body has to be slowly degenerated in order to accommodate this kind of change. Yeah. A body that's in pristine health will not accommodate it because it will recognize the intrusion and then all forms would complete. It's like, what you doing here? Out? That's it. They ain't coming up in here. We got everybody sane here. Everybody know who they are here. We know we don't know you. But if you have a retarded bloodstream based upon all the filth that the cow pus and the monkey pus and all the crap that you eat, the sugar, the salts, not the real sugars, not the real salts. I'm talking all the crap you breathe, everything that begins to degenerate the river of life and slowly dim the river of light. Mm-hmm. Now, under stealth, special forces, which essentially are what? Huh? Special forces are essentially the geneticists and their particular agents and their particular kind of, ordinances, will go in under cover of ignorance and under cover of a polluted blood, yes, own you, brother put it succinctly, own you. The gene is then received by receptors in the brain that come.
I think this is the last one. I'm not sure.
Okay, perfect.
Brain genes, and is then synthesized with the DNA of that person. The destination of such brain genes is first and foremost the original parts of the brain. That means your so-called reptilian part, the part that is first grown in the womb, the part that helps to be the stem from which the flower, the lotus, blooms. Understand what I just said? The stem from which the lotus blooms. The lotus don't bloom if the stem is cut or if the stem has some form of impediment in it. And you could put certain types of artificial receptors there that take the natural flow of light and energy and completely changes them around so the lotus blooms out as a cactus or some shit. Now, the destination of these so-called, and I'm using this word, brain genes, is first of all, the original parts of the brain. And that original part of the brain is the limbic system. And the limbic system is a group of brain-structured nodules that include the hippocampus, the amygdala, the dentate gyrus, the cingulate gyrus, the gyrus fornicatus. Yeah, the gyrus fornicatus, the arch cortex, and their interconnections and connections with the hippocampus, the septal area, and the medial area of the mesa south, the motherfuckers put all this long shit here. Mesencephalic, and phallic being, you know what, right? Mesencephalic tegmentum. Must be something like a dick sticking up in your brain somewhere. This system is activated by motivated behavior and arousal, and it influences the endocrine system, and the autonomic motor system. Now, the endocrine system is what helps you make sure that you are either male or female. It tells you how to distribute all the nutrients. It tells you where to put everything, how your body is supposed to function. The endocrine system is like the baddest part of the system. It makes all of the hormones and makes sure the hormones are healthy. Fuck with that, and, you know, guys are walking around and women are walking around. You don't know what's what. Yes, brother. You got it? No? Okay. So the genes implanted in the tomato don't cause the tomato to grow or even live longer, only to manipulate man. It is the ultimate medium for control of humanity through the manipulation of food. Remember, I mentioned earlier that food and eating of food is a form of communication. Eating is a form of communication. Eating is a form of information transfer. Because everything that you eat is based upon your synergistic communication with nature and nature communicating her love and her beneficence to you. So when you eat, you can't be talking all kind of bullshit. You can't be arguing with somebody. You can't be yelling and screaming. You could be in a nice temper, then you could be doing, but you could be eating. I have a problem eating sometimes looking at TV, but then, you know, I'm eating, I'm getting pissed off. You know? So, unless you are completely girded against the bullshit, you know, don't eat and absorb shit when you eat. You're supposed to be eating around something real calm. You're supposed to be listening to breezes blow, you know? You're supposed to be hearing the breath in your head. You're supposed to be hearing the chewing. You're supposed to be feeling and synergizing with the food. Oh, thank you, broccoli, you know. You know, thank you. And, ooh, this is so good. Oh, yeah. And eating with the fingers like children. You know, just getting messy with it, you know. Yeah. Just loving your food. One to one. It's the only society that eats with inorganic. You're supposed to steal between you and your food. At least the Chinese didn't put this, the wood. And wooden bowls, wooden spoons at least have some kind of frequency vibration with the food. The wood is alive, that's cool. But the hand pre-digests the food.
Ooh.
The hand, the energy in the hand and the fingers communicates to the body. The aura is already picking up what you got in your hand. Before it even hits your mouth, you've got the right digestive juices in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think babies look so happy when they have food all over them? The whole body is enjoying this. It's like it up in the pores and everything. Eating is information transfer. Because the nutrient base that's within that life form that you are sacrificing, that you are giving up, that is giving up its life for you, that information is being transferred. The information of the light of the sun, photosynthesis, what the earth has been telling. Information from a plant that picks up information. Plants talk to one another from around the world. They don't just speak to one another. You read The Secret Life of Plants. They speak. They had this dude, he was standing there, and he hooked up an oscillator or some kind of equipment to a cantaloupe, and he was about to smash this other cantaloupe, and the cantaloupe energy started going off the scale. As if it was alive, like it knew what you were going to do to the other cantaloupe. So everything that is a byproduct of life is alive. So when you are eating live food, you're supposed to be in thanks. You're supposed to be in great humor, in surrender, and in love. And I mean, that's the way. You cannot be poisoned with that kind of attitude. You cannot. I don't give a damn if you're putting down hemlock. You have this love. It knows you. Food knows you by the way you are with it. It knows you from the beginning. Now, let me describe what a gene is. A gene, to me, metaphysically, is a resonance or frequency receptor. Listen to me carefully now. I hope I'm not losing you. Are you all right? You sure you're all right? Just you know, do this, and I won't be embarrassed. You know, yawn and stretch it out. You know, do a dance step. Wiggle a little bit. Get the blood flowing. Because remember now, why are you sitting here in front of me? All the blood that you would normally be using to digest food is coming up to the brain to digest my words. Mm-hmm. You see, all the blood is up here now. That's why some of y'all are saying, well, damn, it's too much blood. Because you get an overload. Yes, brother. Oh, yeah, now the Department of Energy is hooked up with the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He said the Human Genome Project. There's a Human Genome Project that is funded by the government.
Mm.
In fact, it's made up of scientists from around the world. And it's funded through the Department of Energy, which is funded directly through the Pentagon, which is funded actually directly through the JSON organization, which is the super scientists. All this bullshit you see with, you know, taking water and turning it to steam, that ain't nothing. That the levels of science that they practice. This is practiced at the highest level. What? Oh, yeah, turn them into the battery. Yeah. Well, that's what the whole movie's about. You got it right there. Yeah, IBM, AT&T, GE, on blue tippers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Oh, big boss spoke. Now, the gene is a resonance or frequency receptor. The gene is a translator of light and sound frequencies into information. Hello. Let me say that one more time. The gene is a translator of light and sound frequencies into information or atom. Informing atom. Informing. The informing of the sun. The sun informing. When you get information, you are forming light within you. That's what information is. Whatever you get in as sound, you process. And that process becomes you. That's what information is. The instructions form you. You form yourself from what you are given of the word. This is communicated to the cellular complex at large. Thought frequencies are reflected frequencies. Now follow me. Thought frequencies are reflected frequencies. They reflect or are filtered through the soul and the signatures of experience that have marked it. Your soul is marked with tattoos, blemishes of past experiences. They vibrate. They help to inspire you. They give you the premise of your thinking. All your former experiences are tattooed upon the soul. They give off frequencies that create your kinds of thinking, your kinds of behavior. They give off frequencies that eventually, if you keep constantly dealing with them, create your disease states. Thought is the bedrock of all disease. Thought terraforms you through the way the soul has that signature. And
there's part 11. I know it's getting a bit late, Beth.
I don't know. How long is the next part?
10 minutes, 31 seconds.
Let's do it. Is it the last one?
I'm not sure.
Let's go with one more.
Okay, I know this took up a whole lot of time, dear.
That's because we needed to listen to
this. This teaching is so important. No one else says this.
Okay, part 11.
Thanks.
Okay, and that graffiti now, if you constantly keep reading the graffiti becomes more and more a part of you. So the thoughts that you think, all thoughts that you think, inform you. And by that informing, creates what you are, who you are, what you become. Thought frequencies are reflected. They reflect or are filtered through the soul and to the experiences that have marked the soul. In man, the gene transcends or transduces. The gene transduces. To transduce means to reduce, to, as it's flowing, brother's electricity. To transduce means to attenuate or to downgrade an energy. So the gene transduces higher light frequencies into perception, awareness, and intelligence. That's how the body is formed. The body is a byproduct of divine intelligence. The byproduct of divine self-awareness that is the creator. The divine byproduct of self-perception that is the creator's involutionary realization of itself. So in man, the gene transduces all these light frequencies into physiological perception, physiological awareness, and physiological intelligence. It keeps the I me and the I am in touch with its individual capabilities to achieve the principles of the higher mind. Let me repeat that. In man, the gene transduces light frequencies into perception, awareness, and intelligence. It keeps the I me and the I am, okay? The I am and the I me. I me is the offshoot of the I am because the I am already is in knowledge and in of itself. It is. It is itself. That which I me is based upon the fact that the I am is looking at itself and sees I me. Hey! Boom! That's me! That's me! That's me! And when you do that, whole other kind of energies open up for you when you can see who you are in everything and everyone around you. That's the warrior. That's the true warrior. That's the true exercise of God's higher plan. To become in knowledge of self. The I am that I am becomes the I am that will be. And the I am that is of knowledge of itself, or in the knowledge of itself. Now, a gene can change its capacitance for higher information or change it to a lower capacitance through the type of information that the collective organism receives, translates, and communicates to every part of the physical body. Let me say that again. A gene can change its capacitance for higher information through the type of information that the collective organism receives. So information comes from the environment, sun, the breeze, the water you drink, the words spoken into your ears. All of these things are telling the gene who you are in relationship. Because all things, the only knowledge can come of self through relationships, through dynamics of three-dimensional interfacing. This, that, height, depth, width, breadth. This type of genetic change is based on involutionary, evolutionary, experiential reality dynamics that is based on individual assessments of that said reality. But today, genetic change or modification is neither involutionary or evolutionary, but coercive, invasive, and aggressive. Unnatural. Genes are now being manipulated to serve a temporary agenda with devastating consequences to humanity in the long run. Each part of the brain mentioned earlier are compartments that diffuse light into consciousness or awareness fractals that are then reassembled into the focus that represents intelligence, awareness, and consciousness. Let me say that again. Each part of your brain are compartments that diffuse the light that you're picking up and break them down into the fractals. Now, remember, this is done in breaths of seconds and nanos and what do you call it? This, don't even think. I'm slowing this down so we can actually pick up on what I'm saying. But just imagine how light is compartmentalized and then, boom, focused. Just like that. Just imagine what basketball, it's just for playing basketball. You know how many things are going on at that time? Just before you, boom. That's information. All of that being the speed of thought. That's light. That's mind. So each part of the brain mentioned earlier processes light into awareness fractals. That's a I put it that way because that's the best way I could actually say it. Awareness fractals that are then reassembled into the focus that represents intelligence, awareness, and consciousness. The concept of mind is a nebulous thing until it is given a focus. To speak of mind control is to speak of changing the lens by which the mind is focused. The light transduces or is transduced as through the chromosomes, the light fuses or focuses through the genes. Now, let me say that again. The light transduces, the transducers of the light. And I said transducers mean that which focuses all of it. That's what brings all of these fractals together, are the chromosomes. The light chromosome, the light fractals that you get as universal intelligence is compartmentalized and given their instructions through the chromosomes. The light focuses, as I spoke to it, are in the genes. Did you get that? Okay, so one gathers the light, the other focuses. So the chromosomes gathers the light, it's a light transducer. The genes focuses the light, like the lens. Okay? Stay with me. By nature, man is a light gatherer, a light bearer. We are here to accumulate light in greater and ever greater degrees through adversity, through insight, through love. We enhance and expand the corporeal vessel and its envelope of light, thus raising our frequency, potential, input, and output, acquiring the ability to penetrate deeper and ever deeper levels of omniscient minds. But the geneticists of the fallen lords know that your feelings and your desires constitutes the focusing of light.
Mm-hmm.
Listen carefully. Here's where we get into what it's all about. The geneticists know, and they will never tell you over the 6 o'clock news, the geneticists know that, this is the fallen lords giving them their instructions, your feelings and your desires constitutes the focusing of light. Okay, the feelings are the gatherings of light. That's why some women are the vessels for that. Desire is the focusing of it. See how you operate? The woman is the gatherer. She's the one by her own nature. Once she is impregnated, it is she who gathers specific materials that bring together the human in her. Okay. Feeling is essentially a feminine situation. It is the deepest part of the female nature. Feeling is the magnetic. It is the gatherer. That's why when women are angry or emotional, they're feeling. They're not thinking. It's not their energy. They are gathering all of what experiences they have in their bloodstream. Everything, the mind, everything is just being gathered to that point of feeling. Okay? So the feeling gathers through the chromosomes. Desire focuses through the genes. Okay? You, the mother, gathers all the materials to make me sentient. The desire or the intent was the sperm that enacted or initiated the process within her. So once that happens, the two dynamics are coming together. Feeling and desire are working to create this corporeal envelope for sensibility so that God could sense itself on the lower levels of creation. Okay? Now, feeling accumulates light in accordance with its intensity, its field of awareness and potential. Desire focuses that light. Okay? You see, the very vessel of the female, the vaginal organ, is an internal energy. She absorbs, she takes in. Her whole thing is feeling the atmosphere. She don't got to know that the wind is blowing. She don't got to know.
Okay. That was part 11. I think there's 20 of these, and we can continue next week, Beth.
Wow, it just got better and better and better.
I know the time is flying by, and oh my God.
Okay, if I could say a few things too, Beth. I know you want to do something at the end of this call yet.
Well, Tara, the end is coming up quickly, and right now I really want to read a Metatron message.
Okay, can I make one sentence to tie what I was going to say? And that
you
is,
may.
The present day society en masse is in fifth root race consciousness of ancient Mu. What he is doing is downloading the sixth and the seventh root race consciousness right now. And in the sixth root race of consciousness, we create heaven on earth. And in the seventh root race consciousness, we actually ascend. And guess what it says at the end of this article? It says we go from the earth and we go to Mercury and we start all over again. I thought you ought to like that one, Beth.
I do like that one. Thank you very much.
All right.
Ask the talking stick.
Thank you, everybody. I'm going to talk fast. First, I'm going to say that GRTProsper.com is propagating right now, so you should be able to see it pretty soon. It's not in its final form. We'll be adding things to it. We invite you to go to it tonight. I would like to read a message from Metatron that corresponds with what Dr. Phil was sharing with us here today. The original date this was channeled by me was November 4th in 2009. Metatron, about the monoatomic crystalline body. Your bodies are changing from carbon-based systems to monoatomic-based systems. In the old system, you had to eat food to replace depleted carbon, which is necessary for body functions. In the monoatomic crystalline system, you will power the body by light. In the old system, you had sodium and chloride, seawater medium known as blood, and floating in it are atoms such as calcium, magnesium, potassium, and phosphorus. The monoatomic crystalline system has liquid light, and floating in it is gold, silicone, selenite, platinum, and other monoatomic atoms, such as monoatomic tellurium and non-metallic balance of rhodium, iridium, and rare earth ormus minerals. The monoatomic crystalline body will convert sunlight directly into electricity to power the body. It will require sunlight, not food. Monocrystalline silicone is the receiver in the body and works in conjunction with gold, palladium, and titanium in a medium of liquid light. Cosmic rays are the substrate, and these come into the body through the crown chakra. The cosmic rays hold the monoatomic elements and are brought to the body in waves, which are like wind that comes from the great central sun. Our local sun, Sol,
as the cosmic rays come down, they come into Earth and also into our monoatomic crystalline bodies. All through the body are energy portals where the cosmic rays are received and transmitted to the meridians, or electric channels of light running through the whole body. The meridians are laid down like track, from the top of the head to the bottom of the feet and all through the body. This track is a route for electricity to travel through the body. The electricity is what will power the body functions. The term ray in cosmic rays is not completely true, since these are transmitted as cosmic particles arriving individually from outer space. It's the cold dust. Through Earth's atmosphere and into each human galactic body, we receive the particles from the suns as well as events far out in our universe. We are affected by all that is. There are now activations happening to open 24 physical DNA strands and 24 etheric DNA strands. These make up the physical etheric body. It is the physical etheric bodies working together, which makes traveling out of body, invisibility, telepathy, teleportation, levitation, and other body functions possible. We will be moving away from the old system of mastication, digestion, and elimination. This is old timeline and involves other animal urges. We now are moving to the new body systems, which involve ionizing radiation. This is the sun's solar wind and Earth's magnetic field. These modulate the flux and flow of the cosmic rays to the monoatomic crystalline body. The way these particles are used by the body can only be understood by learning more about the 13th gateway. The 13th gateway describes the energy portals running through the body. There are 13 wheels of light located in the monoatomic crystalline body. The 13 chakras are the base, sacral, solar plexus, lower heart, middle heart, high heart, third eye, crown, and 4 etheric chakras, the celestial, galactic, universal, and cosmic chakras, which exit the body at the back, at the level of the heart, and surround the top of the head, and enter the body in the front of the heart. Each of the wheels of light take in the ionizing radiation they need to function. When the monoatomic crystalline body has all it needs, these wheels of light work in harmony with sound and vibration and light combined to exist in the matter environment of 5D Earth. Whenever desired, the 5D vehicle may engage the 13th gateway and enter into the etheric physical. When engagement happens, the 13th gateway is crossed through, and this takes the monoatomic crystalline body from the physical realm into the physical etheric realm where antimatter is experienced. How is this engagement accomplished? When the subtle bodies are in alignment, the engagement is accomplished. This requires being right with self as well as being right with all that is. There must be balance to achieve this. Next, one begins with an intention which elevates joy to its maximum, being centered and focuses in love, optimizing and initiating thought and making it a high priority. This is the equation necessary to make it all happen. How it happens is, once the physical is cycling to the physical etheric, light enters the crown, circulates around the 13 chakras, igniting the threefold flame in the heart, and turning everything in the body to a burst of light energetic. This is a pulsing light. It is an instant conversion from matter to antimatter. This is a kind of reversal or flipping of energy. It is the antimatter body which takes one out of the body to explore the universe. This can be accomplished during meditation or dream time. If you have not explored meditation yet, it is possible life may have more joy if you incorporate this process into your daily routine. There's more to that one. But I think what I'll do is I'll repost it on the Galactic Roundtable where everyone can read it. We're getting very close to being done. We have another call. We have another radio program coming on after us, so we have to finish out. Tara and Rama, Marita, do you have anything to add?
Only that.
Watch the Oscars tonight. Avatar is our story. It's the whole story about what we're reading about and what we listen to today.
Yeah.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the story of how our strands connect with all the strands across the universe.
It's actually the story of Ouachita, everyone.
That's right.
When you want to know what it means to become Ouachita, we'll read that next time.
Yes.
And I will also be interested in seeing Queen Noor tonight.
Well, we thank all of you for being here. Yes, I'm excited to watch it too, and we thank everyone for being here. We look forward to seeing you on the next call.
We'll see you next week. This is the Ashtar on the Road week, everybody. We'll see you on Thursday.
Okay, do we have 2 minutes to play music? It's 4:53.
I would love that.
Hurry up, honey. Let's play our voice again. That's so cool.
Okay.
Oh, you want to play that one? That's a little long.
No, I'm just going
to
go.
Okay, we'll just play it until we have to go.
I want to call myself, always be here to myself. Satnam, everyone. Use your voice for peace. Peace out. Peace and love. Namaste.
Namaste.
Satnam.
Satnam.